The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get your podcasts.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. You got a project you're doing right now. Maybe you're stuck on some part of that project. Maybe you're planning a project for the weeks or months ahead. Or maybe you're thinking, man, middle of winter here. I just want to get organized. I want to get things cleaned up. I want to paint. I want to refresh. Hey, whatever's on your to-do list, you can move it right on over to ours by picking up the phone and calling us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button to submit your question. Hey, coming up on today's show, every year firefighters respond to more than a million home fires, but a home sprinkler system can take that number down dramatically. So we're going to share how to know if a home sprinkler system is right for you.
And are you ready to tackle a painting project? Well, there are six important things to consider that are going to save you time and money before you start. We'll share those tips next on the Money Pit.
And are you looking for an easy way to make your heating system more efficient? Well, it may be as simple as changing your furnace filter if you know how to pick the right one. We'll fill you in just a bit.
But first, we're here to help you plan and help you save money on all of those projects and spare you from snafus with your home improvement projects. So let us know what you are working on.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIP, 888-666-3974.
Katie in Minnesota is on the line with a question about a door. What is going on?
I'm having some issues with the front door. My husband bought a storm door, energy efficient.
Okay.
And we have a door behind there, our front door, and there's getting to be so much heat between the two doors.
Yeah.
That it's melting the trim.
Yep.
That's on the other door.
Yep. Very common. So here's the thing. You don't really need a storm door anymore with today's modern doors. Are usually, if they're installed properly and they have the right kind of weather stripping and the sills are adjusted so that they seal well, you generally don't need a storm door. Now, of course, all of us enjoy screen doors so that we can leave our interior door open in the warmer weather. But when you put a storm door on top of a door like that, you do get sort of a greenhouse effect where the light comes through that storm door and the heat just builds up between that metal door and the glass, and it will melt, as you saw, the plastic trim around the window pane. So that is very, very common, Katie. You're in good company with that. So I would tell you that in the summer, you don't want to have a storm panel on there. You've got to get that storm panel off and just put the screen panel in. Otherwise, this will continue to happen.
Yeah, that's what we do in the summer, but during the winter. So then I had called the company, and they had said that there's a plate on the bottom where you can raise it. So we raised it, but then it's the whole door is like has frost, really thick frost. Is that bad for the door?
Well, it shouldn't be happening in the wintertime. It really is a summertime condition because it doesn't get hot enough in the cold months to cause that melting.
Oh, we have it now, and it's winter.
It's not possible. I think it's probably melted in the summer because it doesn't get hot enough now, not with this kind of temperature, to melt that trim. The trim melts in the warmer weather.
Right. Well, the thing is we cut the tree down. The door's black.
Okay.
So we just put it in.
Yeah, that's not helping you either. That's not helping you either, yeah. Is it a steel door?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to rethink that door color, but I'm just telling you that you don't need to have that storm door on it whenever it starts to get warm. And if you decide, if you are going to have it, you're going to get this problem.
My husband said maybe we should just paint it white and see what it does if it's still.
Well, it will be better, but I'm just telling you, this is really common and it happens consistently in warmer weather and it will just only get worse.
Great. Okay.
All right. Well, listen, at least you know that you're not alone. And it's, you know, when people see this, they think, oh my gosh, this has never happened before. No, it happens all the time. Believe me. All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Dan in Rhode Island's on the line with some sort of leaky window issue. What's going on?
I had an issue with there was water leaking inside the top of my window. It was like a real rainy day.
Okay.
But I did notice that on the outside of the house where the gutters were mounted to was rotting away. So there was pretty much a hole there. And it seemed like the water might have been getting in and then seeping into the house.
So that's entirely possible. Just because you happen to see it come in the top of the window doesn't mean that's the source of it. It's most likely the flashing. Now, from your description, it sounds like you may have had an obstructed gutter that backed up and splashed water kind of behind it, rotted out the fascia that it would have been attached to, that possibly could have been a source for water infiltration. Or that could just be coincidental, and there could be an issue with the flashing around the window. What kind of siding do you have on the house?
It's actually a wood siding. I'm not sure the type of it, but it's not like a cedar shingle. It's something a lot older. The house was built in the 1960s.
Okay, but it's some sort of a shingle?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I would do. I would fix the gutter and the fascia, right? That's an easy thing to do. And then I would monitor it and see if it still continues to happen. If it does continue to happen, then what I would do is I would remove the siding around the top and sides of the window and just reflash the whole thing. It's kind of hard to do this sort of in bits or pieces. You got to really do the whole thing or not do it at all. So that's the best way to approach it. Let's do the easy thing first to see if that actually does it, which is that gutter replacement. And then if not, we can start to dig a little deeper into it until we get to the bottom of it. You know, if you do get that gutter fixed, or even if you don't, frankly, there's another thing you could try, and that is just go outside with a garden hose and don't blast it, but maybe like take if you have a jet on the end of it, take that off. But just let the water roll over the window from the top. You know, go up about a foot or two above the window and wet the siding down as if it was just drenched in a big rainstorm and see if that lets water inside. That might also give you the clue that there could be a problem with the flashing and not the gutter or in addition to the gutter, okay?
Yeah, now that you mentioned the flashing, maybe it does make sense because they actually have it looks like a piece of vinyl, possibly, that is it's like a U shape. It catches the top of the replacement window and
right.
It goes from the inside over the top of the window and then to the outside.
Sounds like what we call a J channel.
From the inside, it looks like the letter J, but then if you look at it from the outside, the whole piece. It's
right.
Probably like a U shape, I would say, that sits right on top.
You might be talking about either the J channel or a drip edge. But either way, those are all part of the flashing system. And if that window is leaking when you do your hose test, then you've got to sort of disassemble that and put it back together with good flashing all around. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Just ahead, 1.5 million fires are reported in the country every year. How can you make sure your fire is out before it causes major damage or even death? Well, you can invest in a home sprinkler system. We'll let you know how they work and if they're right for you after this.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy, running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Are you guys still in this winter holiday vacation mode? I know sometimes you like to drag it out to the end of January. It's okay, no judgment. But with everybody gone and out and about so much during this winter season, do you guys know that actually a burglary happens every 30 seconds? That's why we are so excited to partner with Vivint Home Security. Money Pit listeners can get their award-winning, smarter, simpler home security system right now, starting at just $1 a day.
Plus, all of our listeners get free professional installation with signed agreement. Restrictions apply, but don't wait. You must call now, 1-800-586-9606. 800-586-9606. That's 1-800-586-9606.
All right, heading out to Vegas. We've got Mary on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I can't believe how much money I'm spending on my house to maintain it.
Okay.
I would never get that out of a sales, or would I?
Well, it depends. What's going on right now that you're trying to deal with?
I need to put a new roof on my house.
Okay.
I was basically given the choice by a roofer of using ice and snow paper.
Mm-hmm.
The water and ice.
It's called ice and water shield. Uh-huh.
There was the 15-pound tar paper. That's
right.
No good. 30-pound tar paper.
Uh-huh.
Or rubber.
Okay. First of all, what kind of roof do you have? Is it, what kind of material?
It's Mexican tiles.
It's tiles, okay. And why are you getting a new roof? Have the tiles deteriorated?
They've been blowing off.
They've been blowing off. Okay. They've been blowing off in such numbers that replacing the roof is the only option. I know that there's more repair here than you want to. The reason I'm asking you these questions is I'm trying to make sure that the guy's not just selling you a roof that you really don't need. because if the tiles are blowing off, then it sounds like they need repair. They may not need replacement. In terms of the question, it concerns me because the options that they're giving you, I'm sure they're attaching enormously different price tags associated with them, and all of them are not really that much difference in terms of what the cost would be. First of all, ice and water shield would be rare to use in an environment like Nevada because it's more common in the north, and what it does is it stops icicles from forming and it doesn't stop from forming. If icicles do form and you get a backup of melted snow going back up under the tile, then it will stop it from leaking into the house. But in your environment, that's pretty rare. Secondly, the difference between 30-pound felt and 15-pound felt is not very much in terms of expense. And that's just the tar paper that goes underneath the shingles. More to the point is, what kind of roof shingles are we going to put on this place? Are we going to put new tile back on, or are we going to go with like an asphalt shingle? And you can have asphalt shingles today that actually are styled to look like the tile that you had now, and if they're installed properly, they actually look pretty darn good. So those are the kinds of options that I would be concerned about.
Asphalt tile?
No, asphalt shingles. That's a standard roof shingle, but if you look, there's a type of shingle called a dimensional shingle that looks a lot like the old ceramic tile that you're going to be removing. It has that same clay color to it, and the way it's built, it has an edge that creates like a shadow line that gives you the visual appearance of depth. That's another option for you. So I would start with this. First of all, reevaluate why you want to replace this roof. The fact that you've got roof tiles that are blowing off, those ought to be repairable, and it wouldn't necessarily call for a whole new roof. If you are going to replace the roof, then you have some different options, which would be more to the point of what's going to go on the sort of the top-facing side and not what's underneath it. Because I don't think the expense of ice and water shield or 30-pound or 50-pound asphalt tar paper is going to make a big difference in the overall job that has to be done. It's mostly labor, and a small part of that is materials. So I would proceed by determining if you really want to tear off that whole tile roof, because in most cases, those tile roofs can last indefinitely if they're well-maintained.
I understand. So you're saying that ice and water is not...
Not typical for Las Vegas, yes. I mean, how much winter snow do you get?
Well, when it rains, I don't want it to leak.
The ice and water shield is not what stops the whole roof from leaking. Now, there are some cases, like in communities where hurricanes are common, like down, like say in Miami, where they cover the entire roof with ice and water shield. But in the other 99.9% of the country, ice and water shield is only used at the roof edge. And the design is designed to stop ice dams. The only reason they use it in communities like Miami is because if you were to have a hurricane that blew off large sections of your roof shingles, the house could remain watertight for some period of time and hopefully give you a chance to replace the roof before it starts to leak.
Okay. How about the rubber base?
Well, I'm not quite sure what kind of rubber roofing you're talking about. But typically rubber roofs are used on flat roofs. And I'm sure if you have a tile roof, it's not flat.
Oh, I want it waterproof.
Well, but a tile roof should be waterproof. That's not the waterproofing is not in the underlayment as much as it's in the surface shingle that you choose. I would talk to some more roofers because I don't think you're getting the full opportunity here to understand the options. It sounds like they're trying to dazzle you with the details, Leslie, but I don't think she's getting the full scope here. So I would try to get some more estimates. All right, I hope that helps, and good luck with that project. If you have more questions, give us a call back.
Well, each year, fire departments respond to more than 1.5 million fires. But the National Safety Council says only a fraction of Americans have taken any steps to improve their fire safety and protect themselves. Now, one way you can add a layer of protection is with a home fire sprinkler system. That, plus having working smoke alarms and a fire escape plan, really is the best way to stay protected from fire.
You know, a lot of homeowners don't know that fire sprinklers are an option for their home. Sprinklers detect high heat from a fire, and they put water on the flames as soon as that fire starts, and that limits the smoke and poisonous gases that a fire produces. Fire sprinklers also protect your property and your belongings.
Now, if you're buying a home or moving into a new apartment, you want to choose one with a fire sprinkler system if you can. Now, if you're building a home or you're remodeling your existing home, you could consider having a home fire sprinkler system installed. You want to talk to your local fire department for some help finding a qualified home fire sprinkler installer. And know that it's not going to be an inexpensive add, but boy, I bet you're going to see some great insurance savings, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. And there's a common misconception also that home fire sprinklers can trip unnecessarily, like when you burn toast. That's just not true. The technology is solid, and that's why we highly recommend this as an option.
Fred in Louisiana is on the line with a question about a water heater. What's going on?
This past year, we noticed our hot water heater, which is a 70-gallon, it's up in the attic, gas water heater, started like it was bouncing around in the attic. Okay. I called a plumber, and they said, well, you need to get change the anode. And I called another one. They said, well, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. So I listen to you guys all the time and love your show and kind of would like y'all's opinion.
How old is this water heater?
About probably 10 years old.
Okay. So you're moving towards the end of the life of the water heater, and therefore I wouldn't tell you to replace the anode. That noise as the tank expands and contracts, and what's what you're hearing, kind of that gurgling, creepy kind of sound, is common.
Well, it's
to
more
order.
Than a creepy. It's loud. It bumps and like it's bouncing up there.
Yeah.
Really heavy. Yeah.
Well, I think the reason that that's happening is because of the age and because the anode rod is probably shot, but I don't think it's worth fixing it because it's 10 years old. I think that this is a really good time for you to think about doing this, and that is to replace that tank water heater with a tankless water heater. The technology is so great right now with tankless water heaters. I was talking to a manufacturer today about a new Rheem unit, for example, that is really cool because what it does is it not only, you know, gives you instant hot water in an unbelievable or unending amount, but it has this recirculating loop in it now so that, you know, when you get in the shower in the morning, you're waiting for it to go from cold to hot,
right. That
goes away. It basically has a crossover valve built into it, so it just provides water, hot water to every fixture and faucet for as much as you want it to be. So that's kind of cool.
What kind of cost are we talking about on the
Those water heaters are probably in the $1,000 to $1,500 range plus installation. So it's going to be more expensive than a basic tank water heater, but it's a lot more efficient and a lot more convenient to use. So, I mean, when my water heater goes now, and the next time it goes, I'm definitely going tankless.
Okay. Here's the thing. It's up in the attic. Why did they ever put a 70-gallon water heater up in there? You couldn't get it out. You can't take it out of there.
Oh, you mean because they probably framed it in? Yeah, I mean, that's a point.
Oh, yeah. It's way up in the attic. I mean, there's no way to get it down.
You can't get it down through the attic, access,
no,
the hole?
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, listen, maybe.
They got
maybe
it up there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they may have put it up there before they put the floor down or
right.
They framed in the end of the wall
they
or something.
They built it
like
around
that.
It.
But, you know, the other thing you could do is you could cut it apart. A plumber can cut it apart for you and take it out in pieces. So that's always also possible.
We would install the tankless water heater up in the attic?
I would, only because all the valves are the gas lines are there. And venting
right.
These tankless units are really easy because they're so efficient, Fred. They basically have very, very slightly warm gases going out of them. The gases are so low, such a low temperature that you don't need a metal vent pipe. You can take it out of PVC pipe.
Wow, you guys are great. I really appreciate it. And you answered my question. That's what I'm going to do, go tankless.
Terrific. Good luck with that project, Fred. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks, guys.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up this year, are you ready to tackle a painting project? Well, before you start, there are 6 key tips that can save you time and money. We'll share those pro hacks next on the Money Pit.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the tax-paying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. Join us on Free Fire Radio on Monday from 7 to 9 a.m. as we welcome Shasta College and see what they're doing out there and which department is going to give us a great, great interview. This and much more Monday right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to tackle some projects? Perhaps you've got some overdue repairs on the to-do list. Maybe you want to freshen up the decor, or perhaps you're really going to plan a big project for the coming months. Well, whatever it is, the Money Pit Podcast is here to help. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Rebecca in Tennessee is on the line with a question about a crack in a foundation. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, let's see. Where do I start? I have an external chimney. I believe they said it was limestone. There are cracks that are going from the bottom of it all the way to the top on the front. and if you're facing it on the right side as well, and on the inside around the mantle, let me put it to you this way, there are paint chips that have shifted about an inch above from where they were originally on the wall, and there are cracks kind of coming from the vicinity of the chimney down to the windowsill.
Okay.
I had someone take a look at it, and he said the foundation under the chimney was cracked. And what it is, I've really been given two different opinions as to what I need to do to fix it.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Rebecca. The person you had look at it, was this a chimney contractor, a mason?
It was a he's actually a roofer, an external specialist, but he also works on chimneys.
Okay, so it's a contractor. And who was the second opinion from? Another contractor?
Yes, another contractor.
Okay.
And one opinion is the chimney needs to be torn completely down, and the other one is it needs to be knocked down to the roof level and tied into the roof.
Now, let me ask you a question here, Rebecca. What do both of these guys have in common?
I don't know.
They both want your money. That's what they have in common. Okay.
Yeah.
So they have a conflict of interest. This is a significant project and a potentially serious one, and one that may go deeper than what you're seeing. What you're telling me is concerning because of the number of cracks and the evidence of movement. So I'm going to tell you that what you should do is find a professional home inspector. You can find one that's certified by the American Society of Home Inspectors and have that inspector look at your chimney. Either a home inspector or a structural engineer, but not a contractor. A home inspector does not do work on the house. They only inspect, so they don't have that conflict of interest. If you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors, which is ASHI.org, or I think it's also homeinspector.org, you can enter in your zip code. You'll get a list of certified inspectors in your area. You can call a few, chat with them about what's going on. They'll charge you a small fee. You know, maybe $100 or $200, I would guess, to do what's called a partial inspection, which is basically to come out and look at one item. But I really think you need a set of skilled eyes looking at that, where the guy's not trying to sell you a repair, to tell you what exactly is going on and what has to happen before you start spending money with these contractors. They may be completely right, but I'm uncomfortable whenever you have a contractor that says, "You got a problem, lady, but I'm just the guy to fix it for you." It's just a big conflict of interest, and you got to guard against it, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're getting ready to paint, there are a few things that you need to think about besides deciding on the color, including how that color is going to look on different lighting, how much paint you need, what supplies you need. All of this is going to be needed to make that project go smoothly.
Yeah, so first up, you want to measure the room to figure out how much paint you actually need. Now, you can use an online paint calculator and simply enter the height and the length of each wall and the number of doors and windows, and the calculator will tell you how many gallons you'll need to buy.
Now, if you found a color that you like, you can bring home a paint chip as well as a small jar of sample paint, because you have to remember that those colors will look differently throughout the entire day. The light changes, nighttime changes how things look, your lamps change how things look. So you want to paint a small area and just see how you like it. Live with it for a couple of days and look at it through the variety of light phases in the day and see what you think.
Now, the texture of a wall can also impact a paint's color. So if you're painting over plaster, a textured surface, wood paneling, or a detailed molding, make sure to paint a sample directly onto those surfaces to see how they reflect light.
Now, after you've selected that color, you need to decide what paint finish to get. And you're like, but I just picked the color. I'm finished. No, no, no. I'm talking about what that paint looks like and how it shines or doesn't once it's dry. Eggshell or satin finishes are going to work well on most interior walls, and semi-gloss is most often used on your baseboards and trim. Now, a glossy finish, they're going to be super durable and easy to clean, but they will show dirt more, and I kind of stick with a super high gloss for like a banister or a cabinet, something like that.
Now, if you're painting a light color over a darker one, it's usually a good idea to use a primer as your first coat. That will help you cover that original color. The primer is also helpful if you're painting cabinets or furniture because it helps adhere the paint to the surface. Just make sure that you're choosing a high adhesion primer designed specifically for those shiny surfaces because it really makes the paint stick.
And finally, remember that those high quality tools are just as important as having a high quality paint. cheap brushes and rollers are going to lose their bristles or start to fuzz up, and then that can leave some obvious brush strokes. So do invest in good painting tools before you start that painting project, and make sure you clean them properly when you're done so that you can use them again. That's why they're a little more pricey, because they're meant to be used over and over and over again, not just chuck them. So definitely get some good brushes and learn how to take care of them.
Absolutely. And here's a bonus tip. If you have extra paint left over for the project, make sure you clean out the rim of the can before you put the lid back on, because that will help seal it and keep the air out. And then to make absolutely sure that no air can get in, store it in a cool place, but store it upside down, because whatever paint's left in that can will also act as a sealant, keep those minute air bubbles from working their way in and causing that paint to degrade.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, every penny counts these days, and an efficient HVAC system can help you keep those costs down. Up next, we're going to tell you how you can save some change by changing out your furnace filter, so stick around.
Live in a Money Pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question and you will be first in line for a response from us.
Well, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you know the value of quick, easy fixes that can improve your home and save you money. And one of the easiest ways to do both is by keeping your heating and cooling system energy efficient. A simple yet powerful step? Replacing your furnace filter regularly.
Yeah, your furnace filter captures contaminants like dust and pollen and pet hair as those move through the air and through your HVAC system. And over time, the filter can get clogged, and that reduces airflow. And what that does is it forces your system to work harder. So it forces the furnace to work harder. It first forces the air conditioning to work harder. And by replacing that filter, you'll not only improve your home's air quality, but you'll also enhance the HVAC system's efficiency, and that translates into energy savings and lower utility bills.
So here's how you do it. First, turn off your furnace to ensure safety while you're working. Then you want to check your current filter to check out its dimensions, the type, the MERV rating, and that's the minimum efficiency reporting value. And the MERV rating is going to range from 1 to 16 for most homes. A rating between 7 and 12 provides excellent filtration. Then carefully remove the old filter and also pay attention to the direction of the arrow that's printed on the frame. This is going to indicate the airflow, and you have to make sure you put it in the same way it was in. Then go ahead, slide that new filter in with the arrow facing the same way, turn that furnace back on, and you're done.
Just a few steps, and keep in mind that filters can get dirty quickly, especially if you've got pets and pollen or a lot of dust in your home. So check your filter monthly and replace it as needed, typically every 1 to 3 months, depending on the efficiency of the filter itself. But if you stay on top of this very simple maintenance task, you'll keep your air cleaner, your system running efficiently, and your energy costs under control, all while extending the life of your HVAC system. So a very simple improvement that delivers a lot of benefit.
Sherry in Georgia is on the line with a question about cleaning bathroom tile. What's going on?
I bought a condo, and the bathroom tiles are really, really pretty, but they're old, and they have lost their luster, and I think I was looking for a solution that didn't involve demolition.
Well, that sounds like a possibility. Let's see what we can do to help you. So you see the tiles have lost their luster. Is it really the grout, or is it the tiles themselves?
Oh, no, it's the tiles. They have absolutely, like, no shine to them whatsoever. They're very, very matte, and it should have that luster like the subway tiles.
Well, maybe. No, not necessarily. I mean, there's a lot of tiles that have lust that have matte finishes, right, Leslie?
There are tiles that have matte finishes that tend to get the dirt stuck to them a little bit more easily because the gloss is there really to protect that tile. And sometimes tiles that are purposely meant to have a matte finish will have a coating on them that will help keep the dirt away. So it's really the goal here is, do we want to clean the tile that you have? Do we want to change the tile? What's your goal?
In a perfect world, I would like to clean it and it stay clean and shiny. I would rather end up with a shiny.
See, I don't think she's going to be able to bring it back to shiny if it's a matte finish. It may not have been ever designed
for
that.
Well, it might never have been shiny to begin with. And cleaning a matte finish tile, it's a different approach than cleaning a glossy finish tile because you can use different things on one than on the other because the matte is more porous and you don't want to put something on it that's more aggressive in its cleaning style that you could use on something with a gloss finish. You know, I think the issue with the unglazed tile is because the glaze isn't on it, everything just sticks to it. The dirt sticks to it. The mold and mildew sticks to it. So cleaning it, you can't just pick up, you know, a commercial cleanser. It just might be too rough for the unglazed porcelain. So generally what we would recommend is using more natural ingredients. You can use vinegar and dish detergent and water. Simple mix of that. I would use about a cup of vinegar, white vinegar, don't use anything else, like a teaspoon of the dish detergent and a gallon of warm water. And, like, mix it around. It's not going to hurt your hands, so you don't have to worry about gloves. And then what you would do is you can scrub the dry tile. Start with the dry tile with, like, a stiff bristle brush, not a metal bristle, but,
okay,
like a plastic bristle brush.
you know, one meant for cleaning surfaces. And that will just sort of loosen up whatever dried adhesive, dirt, mildew, whatever's on there, whatever dirt has adhered to that surface. And then once you've sort of, I guess, loosened it up with that stiff bristle brush, then take a wet rag, like dip a rag into that vinegar solution, and then clean the tile with that. And you should see that the vinegar will start to dissolve whatever mold or salts or product, whatever is on there, and the dish detergent just helps to loosen that up. And just do it. Keep cleaning out your rag, going back into the solution, and then once you're kind of satisfied with the cleanliness of it, then rinse everything with clear water. And now that should do the trick. Now, I don't think you can put anything on it to give it a glazed surface because that glaze is done in the baking process of the tiles.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good plan, actually. I'll give that a try. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you. Bye.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, if you are a pet lover and you're considering a new decor or remodeling project, you probably already know that all home improvements don't necessarily fit well with those pets. We've got tips for the best pet-friendly floors next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, are you guys ready to refresh your home and add some greenery for the seasons ahead? Why not start a container garden? Plant now and your potted plants will be ready to transplant when spring arrives. And the Money Pit podcast can help because we're here to help you prepare your home for everything in those coming months. Subscribe for free today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Marianne wrote into Team Money Pit saying, I have plaster walls in my house and they have cracks. I've tried to fix the cracks with paper tape and nylon wall tape, but the cracks keep coming back through the mudding. How can I fix this permanently?
Yeah, you need another approach for plaster walls. They're a little bit harder to handle because when the plaster is first installed, it's troweled through wood sticks that we call plaster lath, and then it spreads sort of behind the lath. That's how it sticks to the wall, but over time it will crack and it will loosen. Now, there is a solution called plaster washers. Imagine a large circular washer made of plastic with a screw that once you install it, it pulls that plaster tight to the lath, tight to the wood lath that's behind it, and then you can actually plaster back over that. So if you've got, like, say, a big heavy piece of plaster that's cracking in the ceiling and you don't want it to fall down, a plaster washer is a good approach for something like that. Now, from there, you can go ahead and nylon tape over the cracks and then replaster or respackle over theirs. But there is a chance those cracks will keep appearing. So over time, you're going to have to think about either putting a second layer of drywall over all of that plaster or removing the plaster and putting drywall up. I always tend to want to leave it in place and cover it with drywall because when you take the plaster down, I find that it makes the job much, much more difficult because the old studs being old, they don't line up very well. They're out of plumb, and sometimes you get variations in the drywall surface that are just hard to compensate for. So just maintain as best you can for now, but eventually you're going to have to redo those walls.
Yeah, if you do love the look of an older home, plaster is definitely an authentic piece of that, but it does take a little bit of extra work to help keep that in good shape.
Well, if you're a pet lover and an active DIYer to boot, you probably already know that all home improvements don't necessarily fit all that well with pets. Leslie has tips for the best pet-friendly floors in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, if you are a pet lover, finding a floor that is going to work well for your pets is key to a happy cohabitation between you and those lovely pups. And although that Persian rug really does look nice in your home, it might not be the best choice. Durability is key here, especially in flooring. Now, you want some floors that are easy to clean up from, like a laminate, an engineered hardwood, engineered vinyl plank, luxury vinyl plank, wood-look porcelain tile, even ceramic flooring. They all make sense since they're hard surfaces and they're more stain-free than a rug or carpet would be. Now, another great benefit to this is that hard flooring options will be more comfortable for your dog or cat during the hot summer months if it has a lot of hair or fur. You can definitely get pet-friendly flooring that will make your house look amazing. You can put out some area rugs that are easy to clean just to keep it more homey and have some softer surfaces. But just because you have a pet in the house doesn't mean you can't have a great-looking floor.
Absolutely. For more tips, check out Pet Friendly Design and Decorating Tips for Your Home on MoneyPit.com. Hey, coming up next time on the program, it's been a very cold winter, and that means frozen water pipes are a serious risk. In fact, when water freezes in a pipe, it expands and can exert a pressure of over 2,000 pounds per square inch, which is enough to rupture just about any pipe filled with water. We're going to share some very simple and inexpensive ways to prevent that from happening at your house on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A federal judge has temporarily blocked Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records that contain sensitive personal data such as Social Security and bank account numbers for millions of Americans. A New York federal judge has set a Friday hearing date for the case initiated by more than a dozen Democratic state attorneys general. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise tells reporters that USAID misappropriated government funds for decades.
Go ask USAID how that's working out for them when they have to now be exposed to the fact that they were funding to the tune of millions of dollars drag shows in foreign countries with Americans' hard-earned tax dollars.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says DOGE will continue to rout out government waste with the help of House Republicans.
You're going to continue to see that level of scrutiny and that level of efficiency to get government working for the people again. And so President Trump has continued to work not only in the executive branch, but working with the legislative branch, working with us here in Congress.
Also at townhall.com, Speaker Mike Johnson says House Democrats are panicking at the changes President Trump is making in Washington.
Here's a few quotes. Shut down the city. We are at war. We're going to fight it in the streets, it was said. This is what the beginning of a dictatorship looks like. This is their reaction to the flurry of activity that's come out of the new administration. And the president is doing exactly what he said on the campaign trail that he is going to do.
Hamas has released three frail-looking Israeli hostages, and Israel freed 183 Palestinian prisoners in the fifth exchange of a ceasefire agreement that has paused the war in Gaza. Strong storms bringing moderate to heavy snow across parts of the upper Great Lakes and northeast this weekend. The storm expected to dump 8 inches of snow across Minnesota and the Great Lakes today through tomorrow. You'll find more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Coverage varies by plan. You contract.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
It's that time of year again when people call in sick Monday morning. Meanwhile, security at the Super Bowl will be extra tight with President Trump being there tomorrow. White House correspondent Greg Plugston has more.
Donald Trump will be at the Superdome in New Orleans to watch the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles, making him the first sitting president to attend the Super Bowl in person. The Secret Service says security measures have been further enhanced this year. Ahead of the game, the president wouldn't predict a winner, but he made an apparent reference to Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I don't want to say, but there's a certain quarterback that seems to be a pretty good winner.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, investigators have made a handful of arrests connected to heists involving some of the biggest names in sports. Authorities say groups of thieves linked to South American gangs have been stealing jewelry from cash from luxury homes, including those belonging to the likes of Patrick Mahomes. You'll find more online at townhall.com. As part of a promotion for his newly published memoir, Bill Gates weighs in on the pros and cons of artificial intelligence.
The Microsoft co-founder says we can argue about the time frame for fixing AI errors, but
we have to acknowledge that AI is
almost uniquely dangerous because it's unbounded in terms of how good it will get, and it's happening, you know, within a generation.
Gates says AI advances are helping his foundation and believes we're going to discover new vaccines and drugs with the help of the tools. I'm Julie Walker.
Not intelligent enough to fix Sony's PlayStation Network, there's experiencing a major outage around the world, leaving an untold number of gamers unable to access online services, stores, and multimedia apps. Reports of connectivity issues spread quickly across social media, and much of error messages and login failures of that like. You'll find more news, analysis, and breaking news at townhall.com. I'm Taylor.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-353-0974. That's 800-353-0974. 800-353-0974.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
When students struggle in school because they are hungry,
or fall behind because they lack school supplies or clean clothing,
being greeted at the start of every school day by the smile of a caring adult can make all the difference.
Especially someone from the community.
Someone who knows firsthand the obstacles students might be facing.
And what it will take to help them thrive.
At Communities in Schools, our site coordinators surround students with a community of support and remain by their side
to ensure that they have everything they need to engage in learning
and succeed in school and in life.
Access to technology, learning materials,
and even one-to-one mentor support.
We are there for them all day, every day. This is what Communities in Schools is all about.
Going all in for kids in schools, in communities, and beyond.
To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org. That's communitiesinschools.org.
As a young adult at this point in your life, you probably have a lot of questions. Like, what's next? What does my future hold? The thing is, there's no right answer. Only your answer. Your friendships, experiences, and purpose. It's all your choice. So what will you choose? As you make choices about the future, the military can be a resource for information to help bring a fulfilling path into focus. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. You got a project you're doing right now. Maybe you're stuck on some part of that project. Maybe you're planning a project for the weeks or months ahead. Or maybe you're thinking, man, middle of winter here, I just want to get organized. I want to get things cleaned up. I want to paint. I want to refresh. Hey, whatever's on your to-do list, you can move it right on over to ours by picking up the phone and calling us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button to submit your question. Hey, coming up on today's show, every year firefighters respond to more than 1 million home fires, but a home sprinkler system can take that number down dramatically. So we're going to share how to know if a home sprinkler system is right for you.
And are you ready to tackle a painting project? Well, there are 6 important things to consider that are going to save you time and money before you start. We'll share those tips next on the Money Pit.
And are you looking for an easy way to make your heating system more efficient? Well, it may be as simple as changing your furnace filter if you know how to pick the right one. We'll fill you in just a bit.
But first, we're here to help you plan and help you save money on all of those projects and spare you from snafus with your home improvement project. So let us know what you are working on.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIP, 888-666-3974.
Katie in Minnesota's on the line with a question about a door. What is going on?
I'm having some issues with the front door. My husband bought a storm door, energy efficient.
Okay.
And we have a door behind there, our front door, and there's getting to be so much heat between the two doors.
Yeah.
That it's melting the trim.
Yep.
That's on the other door.
Yep. Very common. So here's the thing. You don't really need a storm door anymore with today's modern doors. Are usually, if they're installed properly and they have the right kind of weather stripping and the sills are adjusted so that they seal well, you generally don't need a storm door. Now, of course, all of us enjoy screen doors so that we can leave our interior door open in the warmer weather. But when you put a storm door on top of a door like that, you do get sort of a greenhouse effect where the light comes through that storm door and the heat just builds up between that metal door and the glass, and it will melt, as you saw, the plastic trim around the window pane. So that is very, very common, Katie. You're in good company with that. So I would tell you that in the summer, you don't want to have that storm panel on there. You've got to get that storm panel off and just put the screen panel in. Otherwise, this will continue to happen.
Yeah, that's what we do in the summer, but during the winter. So then I had called the company, and they had said that there's a plate on the bottom where you can raise it. So we raised it, but then it's the whole door is like has frost, really thick frost. Is that bad for the door?
Well, it shouldn't be happening in the wintertime. It really is a summertime condition because it doesn't get hot enough in the cold months to cause that melting.
Oh, we have it now, and it's winter.
It's not possible. I think it's probably melted in the summer because it doesn't get hot enough now, not with this kind of temperature, to melt that trim. The trim melts in the warmer weather.
Right. Well, the thing is we cut the tree down. The door's black.
Okay.
So we just put it in.
Yeah, that's not helping you either. That's not helping you either, yeah. Is it a steel door?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to rethink that door color, but I'm just telling you that you don't need to have that storm door on it whenever it starts to get warm. And if you decide, if you are going to have it, you're going to get this problem.
My husband said maybe we should just paint it white and see what it does if it's still.
Well, it will be better, but I'm just telling you, this is really common and it happens consistently in warmer weather and it will just only get worse.
Great. Okay.
All right. Well, listen, at least you know that you're not alone. And it's, you know, when people see this, they think, oh my gosh, this has never happened before. No, it happens all the time. Believe me. All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Dan in Rhode Island's on the line with some sort of leaky window issue. What's going on?
I had an issue with there was water leaking inside the top of my window. It was like a real rainy day.
Okay.
But I did notice that on the outside of the house where the gutters were mounted to was rotting away. So there was pretty much a hole there. And it seemed like the water might have been getting in and then seeping into the house.
So that's entirely possible. Just because you happen to see it come in the top of the window doesn't mean that's the source of it. It's most likely the flashing. Now, from your description, it sounds like you may have had an obstructed gutter that backed up and splashed water kind of behind it, rotted out the fascia that it would have been attached to, that possibly could have been a source for water infiltration, or that could just be coincidental and there could be an issue with the flashing around the window. What kind of siding do you have on the house?
It's actually it's a wood siding. I'm not sure the type of it, but it's not like a cedar shingle. It's something a lot older. The house was built in the 1960s.
Okay, but it's some sort of a shingle?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I would do. I would fix the gutter and the fascia, right? That's an easy thing to do. And then I would monitor it and see if it still continues to happen. If it does continue to happen, then what I would do is I would remove the siding around the top and sides of the window and just reflash the whole thing. It's kind of hard to do this sort of in bits or pieces. You got to really do the whole thing or not do it at all. So that's the best way to approach it. Let's do the easy thing first to see if that actually does it.
which is that gutter replacement. And then if not, we can start to dig a little deeper into it until we get to the bottom of it. You know, if you do get that gutter fixed, or even if you don't, frankly, there's another thing you could try, and that is just go outside with a garden hose and don't blast it, but maybe like take if you have a jet on the end of it, take that off. But just let the water roll over the window from the top. You know, go up about a foot or two above the window and wet the siding down as if it was just drenched in a big rainstorm and see if that lets water inside. That might also give you the clue that there could be a problem with the flashing and not the gutter or an addition to the gutter. Okay?
Yeah, now that you mentioned the flashing, maybe it does make sense because they actually have it looks like a piece of vinyl possibly that is it's like a U-shape. It catches the top of the replacement window, and
right.
It goes from the inside over the top of the window and then to the outside.
Sounds like what we call a J-channel.
From the inside, it looks like the letter J, but then if you look at it from the outside, the whole piece, it's
right.
Probably like a U-shape, I would say, that sits right on top.
You might be talking about either the J-channel or a drip edge. But either way, those are all part of the flashing system, and if that window is leaking when you do your hose test, then you've got to sort of disassemble that and put it back together with good flashing all around, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Just ahead, 1.5 million fires are reported in the country every year. How can you make sure your fire is out before it causes major damage or even death? Well, you can invest in a home sprinkler system. We'll let you know how they work and if they're right for you after this.
Live in a money pit.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features 4 stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Where home Home Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Are you guys still in this winter holiday vacation mode? I know sometimes you like to drag it out to the end of January. It's okay. No judgment. But with everybody gone and out and about so much during this winter season, do you guys know that actually a burglary happens every 30 seconds? That's why we are so excited to partner with Vivint Home Security. Money Pit listeners can get their award-winning, smarter, simpler home security system right now, starting at just $1 a day.
Plus, all of our listeners get free professional installation with signed agreement. Restrictions apply, but don't wait. You must call now, 1-800-586-9606. 800-586-9606. That's 1-800-586-9606.
All right, heading out to Vegas. We've got Mary on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
I can't believe how much money I'm spending on my house to maintain it.
Okay.
I would never get that out of a sales, or would I?
Well, it depends. What's going on right now that you're trying to deal with?
I need to put a new roof on my house.
Okay.
I was basically given the choice by a roofer of using ice and snow paper.
Mm-hmm.
The water and ice.
It's called ice and water shield. Uh-huh.
There was the 15-pound tar paper. That's
right.
No good. 30-pound tar paper.
Uh-huh.
Or rubber.
Okay. First of all, what kind of roof do you have? Is it, what kind of material?
It's Mexican tiles.
It's tiles, okay. And why are you getting a new roof? Have the tiles deteriorated?
They've been blowing off.
They've been blowing off. Okay. They've been blowing off in such numbers that replacing the roof is the only option. I know that there's more repair here than you want to. Because the reason I'm asking you these questions is I'm trying to make sure that the guy's not just selling you a roof that you really don't need. Because if the tiles are blowing off, then it sounds like they need repair. They may not need replacement. In terms of the question, it concerns me because the options that they're giving you, I'm sure they're attaching enormously different price tags associated with them. And all of them are not really that much difference in terms of what the cost would be. First of all, ice and water shield would be rare to use in an environment like Nevada because it's more common in the north, and what it does is it stops icicles from forming and it doesn't stop from forming. If icicles do form and you get a backup of melted snow going back up under the tile, then it will stop it from leaking into the house. But in your environment, that's pretty rare. Secondly, the difference between 30-pound felt and 15-pound felt is not very much in terms of expense. And that's just the tar paper that goes underneath the shingles. More to the point is, what kind of roof shingles are we going to put on this place? Are we going to put new tile back on, or are we going to go with like an asphalt shingle? And you can have asphalt shingles today that actually are styled to look like the tile that you had now, and if they're installed properly, they actually look pretty darn good. So those are the kinds of options that I would be concerned about.
Asphalt tiles?
No, asphalt shingles. That's a standard roof shingle, but if you look, there's a type of shingle called a dimensional shingle that looks a lot like the old ceramic tile that you're going to be removing. It has that same clay color to it, and the way it's built, it has an edge that creates like a shadow line that gives you the visual appearance of depth. That's another option for you. So I would start with this. First of all, reevaluate why you want to replace this roof. The fact that you've got roof tiles that are blowing off, those ought to be repairable, and it wouldn't necessarily call for a whole new roof. If you are going to replace the roof, then you have some different options, which would be more to the point of what's going to go on the sort of the top facing side and not what's underneath it. Because I don't think the expense of ice and water shield or 30-pound or 50-pound asphalt tar paper is going to make a big difference in the overall job that has to be done. It's mostly labor, and a small part of that is materials. So I would proceed by determining if you really want to tear off that whole tile roof, because in most cases, those tile roofs can last indefinitely if they're well maintained.
I understand. So you're saying that ice and water is not...
Not typical for Las Vegas, yes. I mean, how much winter snow do you get?
Well, when it rains, I don't want it to leak.
The ice and water shield is not what stops the whole roof from leaking. Now, there are some cases, like in communities where hurricanes are common, like down, like say in Miami, where they cover the entire roof with ice and water shield. But in the other 99.9% of the country, ice and water shield is only used at the roof edge. And the design is designed to stop ice dams. The only reason they use it in communities like Miami is because if you were to have a hurricane that blew off large sections of your roof shingles, the house could remain watertight for some period of time and hopefully give you a chance to replace the roof before it starts to leak.
Okay. How about the rubber base?
Well, I'm not quite sure what kind of rubber roofing you're talking about. But typically rubber roofs are used on flat roofs, and I'm sure if you have a tile roof, it's not flat.
Oh, I want it waterproof.
Well, but a tile roof should be waterproof. The waterproofing is not in the underlayment as much as it's in the surface shingle that you choose. I would talk to some more roofers because I don't think you're getting the full opportunity here to understand the options. It sounds like they're trying to dazzle you with the details, Leslie, but I don't think she's getting the full scope here. So I would try to get some more estimates. All right, I hope that helps, and good luck with that project. If you have more questions, give us a call back.
Well, each year, fire departments respond to more than 1.5 million fires. But the National Safety Council says only a fraction of Americans have taken any steps to improve their fire safety and protect themselves.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Should we would install the tankless water heater up in the attic?
I would, only because all the valves are, gas lines are there. And venting these tankless units are really easy because they're so efficient, Fred. They basically have very, very slightly warm gases going out of them. The gases are so low, such a low temperature that you don't need a metal vent pipe. You can take it out of PVC pipe.
Wow, you guys are great. I really appreciate it. And you answered my question. That's what I'm going to do, go tankless.
Terrific. Good luck with that project, Fred. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks, guys.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up this year, are you ready to tackle a painting project? Well, before you start, there are 6 key tips that can save you time and money. We'll share those pro hacks next on the Money Pit.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the tax-paying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
From Lisle, Illinois, officials, first responders, friends, and neighbors were on hand last week as the community gathered to see selfless veteran and volunteer Don Smith honored with the renaming of the block he's lived on for 33 years. The man who secured more than $600,000 in materials through the Home Depot Veterans Grant Foundation and inspired hundreds of fellow volunteers became emotional as he spoke before the sign was revealed designating his stretch of Cascade Drive as Honorary Donald B. Smith Way.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Donald Trump agenda is bigger, bolder, and more extravagant than one can even imagine. Is the president about to make the impossible possible? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to tackle some projects? Perhaps you've got some overdue repairs on the to-do list. Maybe you want to freshen up the decor, or perhaps you're really going to plan a big project for the coming months. Well, whatever it is, the Money Pit Podcast is here to help. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Rebecca in Tennessee is on the line with a question about a crack in a foundation. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, let's see. Where do I start? I have an external chimney. I believe they said it was limestone. There are cracks that are going from the bottom of it all the way to the top on the front. And if you're facing it on the right side as well, and on the inside around the mantle, let me put it to you this way. There are paint chips that have shifted about an inch above from where they were originally on the wall, and there are cracks kind of coming from the vicinity of the chimney down to the windowsill.
Okay.
I had someone take a look at it, and he said the foundation under the chimney was cracked, and what it is, I've really been given two different opinions as to what I need to do to fix it.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Rebecca. The person you had look at it, was this a chimney contractor, a mason?
It was he's actually a roofer, an external specialist, but he also works on chimneys.
Okay, so it's a contractor. And who was the second opinion from? Another contractor?
Yes, another contractor.
Okay.
And one opinion is the chimney needs to be torn completely down. And the other one is it needs to be knocked down to the roof level and tied into the roof.
Now, let me ask you a question here, Rebecca. What do both of these guys have in common?
I don't know.
They both want your money. That's what they have in common.
Okay. Yeah.
So they have a conflict of interest. This is a significant project and a potentially serious one, and one that may go deeper than what you're seeing. What you're telling me is concerning because of the number of cracks and the evidence of movement. So I'm going to tell you that what you should do is find a professional home inspector. You can find one that's certified by the American Society of Home Inspectors and have that inspector look at your chimney, either a home inspector or a structural engineer, but not a contractor. A home inspector does not do work on the house. They only inspect, so they don't have that conflict of interest. If you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors, which is ASHI.org, or I think it's also homeinspector.org, you can enter in your zip code. You'll get a list of certified inspectors in your area. You can call a few, chat with them about what's going on. They'll charge you a small fee, you know, maybe $100 or $200, I would guess, to do what's called a partial inspection. It's basically to come out and look at one item. But I really think you need a set of skilled eyes looking at that, where the guy's not trying to sell you a repair, to tell you what exactly is going on and what has to happen before you start spending money with these contractors. They may be completely right, but I'm uncomfortable whenever you have a contractor that says, you got a problem, lady, but I'm just the guy to fix it for you. It's just a big conflict of interest, and you got to guard against it, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're getting ready to paint, there are a few things that you need to think about besides deciding on the color, including how that color is going to look on different lighting, how much paint you need, what supplies you need. All of this is going to be needed to make that project go smoothly.
Yeah, so first up, you want to measure the room to figure out how much paint you actually need. Now, you can use an online paint calculator and simply enter the height and the length of each wall and the number of doors and windows, and the calculator will tell you how many gallons you'll need to buy.
Now, if you found a color that you like, you can bring home a paint chip as well as a small jar of sample paint, because you have to remember that those colors will look differently throughout the entire day. The light changes, nighttime changes how things look, your lamps change how things look. So you want to paint a small area and just see how you like it. Live with it for a couple of days and look at it through the variety of light phases in the day and see what you think.
Now, the texture of a wall can also impact a paint's color. So if you're painting over plaster, a textured surface, wood paneling, or a detailed molding, make sure to paint a sample directly onto those surfaces to see how they reflect light.
Now, after you've selected that color, you need to decide what paint finish to get. And you're like, but I just picked the color. I'm finished. No, no, no. I'm talking about what that paint looks like and how it shines or doesn't once it's dry. Eggshell or satin finishes are going to work well on most interior walls, and semi-gloss is most often used on your baseboards and trim. Now, a glossy finish, they're going to be super durable and easy to clean, but they will show dirt more, and I kind of stick with a super high gloss for like a banister or a cabinet, something like that.
Now, if you're painting a light color over a darker one, it's usually a good idea to use a primer as your first coat. That will help you cover that original color. The primer is also helpful if you're painting cabinets or furniture because it helps adhere the paint to the surface. Just make sure that you're choosing a high adhesion primer designed specifically for those shiny surfaces because it really makes the paint stick.
And finally, remember that those high-quality tools are just as important as having a high-quality paint. Cheap brushes and rollers are going to lose their bristles or start to fuzz up, and then that can leave some obvious brush strokes. So do invest in good painting tools before you start that painting project, and make sure you clean them properly when you're done so that you can use them again. That's why they're a little more pricey, because they're meant to be used over and over and over again, not just chuck them. So definitely get some good brushes and learn how to take care of them.
Absolutely, and here's a bonus tip. If you have extra paint left over for the project, make sure you clean out the rim of the can before you put the lid back on, because that will help seal it and keep the air out. And then to make absolutely sure that no air can get in, store it in a cool place, but store it upside down, because whatever paint's left in that can will also act as a sealant, keep those minute air bubbles from working their way in and causing that paint to degrade.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, every penny counts these days, and an efficient HVAC system can help you keep those costs down. Up next, we're going to tell you how you can save some change by changing out your furnace filter, so stick around.
Live in a money pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new, smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyFit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question and...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441. To let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is congratulating our winner of our Valentine's Day grand prize drawing, Bill McDonald. His prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to go towards a Valentine's Day dinner at Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading, plus a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Reading Florist, for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, like Valentine's Day, or just because you want to go golf. You can reach them online at readingflorist@charter.net. He also received 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles, courtesy of Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com, and 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Congratulations to Bill McDonald from your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, Give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Dirt sucks them a little bit more easily because the gloss is there really to protect that tile. And sometimes tiles that are purposely meant to have a matte finish will have a coating on them that will help keep the dirt away. So it's really the goal here is, do we want to clean the tile that you have? Do we want to change the tile? What's your goal?
In a perfect world, I would like to clean it and it stay clean and shiny. I would rather end up with a shiny.
See, I don't think she's going to be able to bring it back to shiny if it's a matte finish. It may not have been ever designed
for
that.
Well, it might never have been shiny to begin with. And cleaning a matte finish tile, it's a different approach than cleaning a glossy finish tile because you can use different things on one than on the other because the matte is more porous and you don't want to put something on it that's more aggressive in its cleaning style that you could use on something with a gloss finish. You know, I think the issue with the unglazed tile is because the glaze isn't on it, everything just sticks to it. The dirt sticks to it. The mold and mildew sticks to it. So cleaning it, you can't just pick up, you know, a commercial cleanser. It just might be too rough for the unglazed porcelain. So generally what we would recommend is using more natural ingredients. You can use vinegar and dish detergent and water. Simple mix of that. I would use about a cup of vinegar, white vinegar, don't use anything else, like a teaspoon of the dish detergent and a gallon of warm water. And, like, mix it around. It's not going to hurt your hands, so you don't have to worry about gloves. And then what you would do is you can scrub the dry tile. Start with the dry tile with, like, a stiff bristle brush. Not a metal bristle, but, like, a plastic bristle brush. You know, one meant for cleaning surfaces. And that will just sort of loosen up whatever dried adhesive, dirt, mildew, whatever's on there, whatever dirt has adhered to that surface. And then once you've sort of, I guess, loosened it up with that stiff bristle brush, then take a wet rag, like dip a rag into that vinegar solution, and then clean the tile with that. And you should see that the vinegar will start to dissolve whatever mold or salts or product, whatever is on there, and the dish detergent just helps to loosen that up. And just do it. Keep cleaning out your rag, going back into the solution, and then once you're kind of satisfied with the cleanliness of it, then rinse everything with clear water. And now that should do the trick. Now, I don't think you can put anything on it to give it a glazed surface because that glaze is done in the baking process of the tiles.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good plan, actually. I'll give that a try. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you. Bye.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, if you are a pet lover and you're considering a new decor or remodeling project, you probably already know that all home improvements don't necessarily fit well with those pets. We've got tips for the best pet-friendly floors next.
Live in a Money Pit.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer from legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Do you have a backup for your devices?
And so I have a quick stat for you here. So 16% said that they back up their data always. I'd really like that to be a little bit higher. Yeah. Another 22% said they back it up very.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, are you guys ready to refresh your home and add some greenery for the seasons ahead? Why not start a container garden? Plant now and your potted plants will be ready to transplant when spring arrives. And the Money Pit podcast can help because we're here to help you prepare your home for everything in those coming months. Subscribe for free today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Marianne wrote into Team Money Pit saying, I have plaster walls in my house and they have cracks. I've tried to fix the cracks with paper tape and nylon wall tape, but the cracks keep coming back through the mudding. How can I fix this permanently?
Yeah, you need another approach for plaster walls. They're a little bit harder to handle because when the plaster is first installed, it's troweled through wood sticks that we call plaster lath, and then it spreads sort of behind the lath. That's how it sticks to the wall, but over time it will crack and it will loosen. Now, there is a solution called plaster washers. Imagine a large circular washer made of plastic with a screw that once you install it, it pulls that plaster tight to the lath, tight to the wood lath that's behind it, and then you can actually plaster back over that. So if you've got, like, say, a big heavy piece of plaster that's cracking in the ceiling and you don't want it to fall down, plaster washer is a good approach for something like that. Now, from there, you can go ahead and nylon tape over the cracks and then replaster or respackle over theirs. But there is a chance those cracks will keep appearing. So over time, you're going to have to think about either putting a second layer of drywall over all of that plaster or removing the plaster and putting drywall up. I always tend to want to leave it in place and cover it with drywall because when you take the plaster down, I find that it makes the job much, much more difficult because the old studs being old, they don't line up very well. They're out of plumb, and sometimes you get variations in the drywall surface that are just hard to compensate for. So just maintain as best you can for now, but eventually you're going to have to redo those walls.
Yeah, if you do love the look of an older home, plaster is definitely an authentic piece of that, but it does take a little bit of extra work to help keep that in good shape.
Well, if you're a pet lover and an active DIYer to boot, you probably already know that all home improvements don't necessarily fit all that well with pets. Leslie has tips for the best pet-friendly floors in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, if you are a pet lover, finding a floor that is going to work well for your pets is key to a happy cohabitation between you and those lovely pups. And although that Persian rug really does look nice in your home, it might not be the best choice. Durability is key here, especially in flooring. Now, you want some floors that are easy to clean up from, like a laminate, an engineered hardwood, engineered vinyl plank, luxury vinyl plank, wood-look porcelain tile, even ceramic flooring. They all make sense since they're hard surfaces and they're more stain-free than a rug or carpet would be. Now, another great benefit to this is that hard flooring options will be more comfortable for your dog or cat during the hot summer months if it has a lot of hair or fur. You can definitely get pet-friendly flooring that will make your house look amazing. You can put out some area rugs that are easy to clean just to keep it more homey and have some softer surfaces. But just because you have a pet in the house doesn't mean you can't have a great-looking floor.
Absolutely. For more tips, check out pet-friendly design and decorating tips for your home on MoneyPit.com. Hey, coming up next time on the program, it's been a very cold winter, and that means frozen water pipes are a serious risk. In fact, when water freezes in a pipe, it expands and can exert a pressure of over 2,000 pounds per square inch, which is enough to rupture just about any pipe filled with water. We're going to share some very simple and inexpensive ways to prevent that from happening at your house on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand?
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is congratulating our winner of our Valentine's Day grand prize drawing, Bill McDonald. His prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to go towards a Valentine's Day dinner at Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading, plus a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Reading Florist, for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays like Valentine's Day, or just because you want to go golf. You can reach them online at readingflorist@charter.net. He also received 24 premium chocolate truffles, courtesy of Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com, and 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Congratulations to Bill McDonald from your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com.
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook, it's Brian Kilmeade.
So glad you're here. Brian Kilmeade Show coming your way, and we have a lot to discuss. It's just the Trump era. I probably will start every show for 4 years like that, especially because we're coming from a presidency where the guy wasn't involved, wasn't talking to the media, trying to pass massive bills on pure party lines, and well, he would take credit for it, but you knew he had nothing to do with it, the Inflation Reduction Act, whatever he called the rescue plan. He did gun control. I'm trying to think what else he did. Infrastructure. So he got, but he had nothing to do with it. It was all done beneath him. And then his foreign policy was absolutely awful. And as President Trump said, he left him a mess. Mark Thiessen coming up at the bottom of the hour, the Washington Post columnist, and Brett Baer standing by. So let's get to the big three.
Number three.
But the actual idea of allowing first Gazans who want to leave to leave. I mean, what's wrong with that? This is the first good idea that I've heard. It's a remarkable idea.
That is Prime Minister Netanyahu appreciating Trump going out of the box with a plan for Gaza. He offers that plan, and the world flips out. I am intrigued and see the long game, and at least one Democrat agrees with me.
Number two.
The president, who's made the offer today, then we'll be working on the details of all of this, but the offer to increase these flights, these deportations by 40%. It's very important for us in terms of the migratory situation that we're facing.
Yep. Senator Marco Rubio making some progress in Guatemala as well as El Salvador. They are going to take back illegal immigrants from their country and other countries. The border crackdown, flat out a spectacular success. Not without its challenges, though. Numbers don't lie. Other nations are stepping up to help.
Number one.
What Elon Musk is doing is illegal. It is a coup.
We're not going to have apartheid in America anymore.
Who are these people, and what do they realize? They have a microphone and don't have to scream. Doe's driving Dems crazy, but they shouldn't be celebrating. I am. The most impactful agency that I have seen so far in my lifetime. Can we get to a balanced budget by examining what we're spending? The answer, I think, is yes. Brett Baer joins us now. He's set to interview the president on Super Bowl Sunday. It's going to air at 3 o'clock, the rest of the interview, because Trump will go long. We'll be on Special Report on Monday. Brett is also featured in a Super Bowl commercial. Brett, welcome back.
Hey, Brett.
A lot going on Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, the backdrop is Kansas City and Philadelphia. I think the real story is Brett Baer.
it's going to be good. We're going to tape that in Mar-a-Lago Saturday afternoon. And he's obviously going to the Super Bowl. I think it's the first president, sitting president, to attend a Super Bowl, which will be in and of itself kind of a moment. But, yeah, I mean, I'm getting questions ready. And part of it, a portion of it, you know, roughly eight to 10 minutes will air on the pregame show, probably around 3:30 or 3:40, and then the rest, and I'm assuming we'll have another 30-40 minutes, will air on Special Report on Monday. So potentially a lot of news coming out of that interview.
I know the President of the United States, I mean, nonstop. Yesterday was Let's Keep Women in Women's Sports Day. There was also Pam Bondi has the job as Attorney General for about an hour and decides to stop all funding towards sanctuary cities, sanctuary states. That's impactful. But the big story is Elon Musk. And he's able to go through the Treasury, he's able to go through human resources, look at how the size of the federal funds, lace together, put them all on an email, $2.3 million, offer them buyouts, and Democrats are going crazy. Here's Elon talking about Doge's impact already, cut one.
Although it is a humorous name, ironically, I think Doge will be will have a very serious, and significant impact on government waste and fraud and abuse, which is really astonishing.
So, and he's talking about shutting down USAID. That was not his decision. It was Trump's decision. And he says it's a den of vipers. He's also told everybody, you can leave in 6 months. I'll give you 6 months' pay to leave. And even in the CIA, everybody can leave if they want. And a package, an exit plan, will be offered to you. Why do you think Democrats are losing their mind on this?
Well, first of all, it's out of the ordinary. We've never seen an outside government entity that is digging into government, and Congress feels like it's their oversight role. They feel like, you know, he's a wolf in the chicken house, and he is. Listen, it's a pretty dangerous thing to be defending all of this waste, fraud, and abuse that they're putting out every day. You know, it's not the reports of where the money is going. It's actually where the money is wired, where the checks are actually going. And sometimes that's a big difference. We are always one election away from solving the big things and trying to cut out waste, fraud, and abuse. How many times do we hear politicians saying, I really want to go after waste, fraud, and abuse? This is going after it. Now, how it's happening, is he empowered, does he have clearance, what about the guys, are they going down classified things? They say there's a dichotomy there, there's a split, and the right people are doing the right things. Democrats are losing their minds over it.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, they tried to subpoena him yesterday and never got out of committee. And last night, I guess they had an all-nighter petitioning Doge. But what they're actually protesting is flat-out bizarre. Also, cutting down the size of government, it's necessary. I mean, it's very simple. Even I can figure it out. If your number one expenditure is the interest on the debt that you accrued, and every year, now we're over $1 trillion over budget every year, of course you have to cut. You can't grow yourself out of anything like this. And he says, the real savings is going to be when he gets into Medicare and Medicaid, and he's doing that now, not to cut benefits, but the dead people and the fraud. Brett, how I don't understand. If you were originally going to get behind Doge, if you're Jared Moskowitz and Ro Khanna, why would you leave now?
Pressure from your party. I mean, they're trying to grasp onto something to message. And they think this could be it. I just think it's a dangerous thing politically, because I think there's a hunger to get rid of the silliness of government. You know, I mean, we're not even talking about the Pentagon. When they go into the Pentagon really deep, there will be, you know, $40,000 hammers. There will be all that stuff. It's in there. And those budgets are crazy. And so that'll happen too. But the flip side is you have to find the money. If you want to extend the Trump tax cuts, it's without pay-fors, it's about $4 to $5 trillion on the national debt. And, you know, if you want to increase the defense spending, for shipbuilding, you're going to have to find that money. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, the process they're going through right now.
Okay. I just want to give people at home an idea that Democrats are protesting. Gender diverse support in Bangladesh, 1 million, 7.4 million Syrian democratic political processes. There is none. And by the way, the guy in charge is now a former Al-Qaeda guy. He's an alumnus. 1.9 million for Guatemalan transgender support, Honduran LGBT group, 1.8, 1.5 for Serbian gay group, 70,000 DEI musical in Ireland, Caribbean LGBT group. So this is what they're putting forward. Now, if there was a group that was pro-life in El Salvador, I also don't think we should be funding that. And Republicans should point that out. You know, we're going to find all this stuff.
Eventually that adds up to real money. You know, I mean, you find enough of those, it's going to add up to a significant chunk of change. And, you know, all of these folks are saying you're going to kill aid and China and Russia is going to come in and take the position of the U.S. and change our dynamic around the world. It's not to say that all the U.S. foreign aid is going away. It's just going under Marco Rubio, and they're doing a scrub of what is in the U.S. national interest. What is beneficial and what is not. And that takes time to go through, but it would fall under Rubio mm-hmm. under the current plan.
So you always hear stuff, and you do it every day. You're in Washington, deep state, deep state, deep state. Well, we're about to dig in to find out who's financing it and if there is one. So Michael Schellenberger, by the way, I was at the University of Austin, Texas, where he's a professor this year and a founder. He said this about to Jesse last night, just to remind everybody, how this all was functioning with USAID and the CIA, Cut 14.
You might forget that, you know, the House of Representatives impeached President Trump in December of 2019. Many people may not remember that it was a CIA analyst who was left over from the Obama White House who wrote the memo that led to the impeachment. It was all based on hearsay. The person had not actually been in the room with Trump. This memo that he wrote relied heavily on a report done by an organization funded by USAID. In fact, its initial founding funding, I mean, now it's tens of millions of dollars, had gone into this group called the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. But it was basically created as an extension of the State Department and then of USAID. And as you know, Jesse, this is very serious to be involved in an effort to do regime change at home.
That I mean, that they're playing a role. And USAID evidently stiff-armed Senator Joni Ernst last year when she wanted to find out what they're paying for. They said you have no right to ask.
Yeah. So Rubio talked about this with Rich Edson in that interview in San Salvador where he said, we tried to engage with USAID and they said, we don't fall under you. We are an independent agency. And in reality, it was created in an executive order by John F. Kennedy. Congress stepped in and shored it up in the 1980s, but it falls under the State Department. And they essentially were saying, we don't answer to you. So for all the deep state people, there's a lot of evidence that the CIA and other organizations use some of that money in different places around the world to impact our intelligence and operations tangentially through some of that aid.
So we have cost cutting and all those federal governments who were told they could leave. The FBI, too. So with the FBI, there was some clarification yesterday that said if you were involved in the case and the indictments of President Trump, basically resign. And they clarified that. So there's going to be people let go before Kash Patel possibly has the job. But if you were involved in the case and just following your instruction from your from a superior officer, you're not going to be fired. Are you hearing the same thing?
I am, and that's a good clarification because, you know, it's a hierarchy. You answer to your leadership, and if you are on an investigation that dealt with January 6th or the fallout around the election investigation, you're doing that under orders. And so I don't know how it's going to break down, but they did, I think, walk that back as far as that they're going to be leaving.
All right.
Thousands of people.
So Brett, the Super Bowl ad looks really good. It looks like you and Sean are in it. Was it fun?
It was fun. It's amazing, those ads. You know, they shoot it 700 different ways. And there's a blooper thing on Ad Week where we both forgot lines. There's only 15 seconds of stuff. And we were like, wait, do I start? You know, so it was good. We had a good time with it, and it's pretty fun.
So you've had...
For me. It was tough for me to wear an Eagles jersey as a Commanders fan.
I know, you're a huge Redskins fan. But, Brett, now let's talk about, you don't have to give away your questions, but do you have a specific approach to this interview? I mean, you know by Sunday, sometimes what he says on Saturday is old news. So how do you approaching this?
Well, that's why we're going to do it as late as we can on Saturday, because maybe, just maybe, he won't make news between 6 p.m. and the next morning when he leaves for New Orleans. But it's not a guarantee. I think, listen, it's going to be a mix. It's a Super Bowl interview. It's it plays to a much bigger audience. But there'll be a lot of news that deals with the news of the day. The special report part, it'll get more weedy about, you know, his plans and, you know, much more to a special report audience.
Right, and you have Prime Minister Netanyahu came on this week, and it was one of the few times. I always think Netanyahu is two steps ahead of all of us. You know, whatever he thinks happening, he knows the American media. I feel like Trump got ahead of him in a lot of the things he was saying in the meetings. Everything from saying out of the nuclear deal. We're going to pull out of the Human Rights Council and the UN. We're going to pull out of UNRWA right away. We're not pushing for a two-state solution. We are going to have all maximum pressure on Iran. I almost felt like if Netanyahu's jaw could drop at the end when he said, we'll make Gaza an international zone and maybe America will take it. I even thought that caught Netanyahu by surprise. What does your reporting say? Did he catch him by surprise with that?
I think so. There was some talk about it, and I'm told, behind closed doors. What he did is change the paradigm. The two-state solution, you start not talking about that. You start talking about this crazy idea that the U.S. is going to control Gaza, and does it include U.S. troops and all this stuff. That's no longer two-state solution. It is putting the onus on Middle East partners like Egypt and Jordan and Saudi Arabia. If you don't like this idea, figure out what do you guys have. And I think that Netanyahu, with that framework, actually is extremely happy, especially after the maximum pressure executive order on Iran. I mean, he couldn't have come out of that meeting any happier listening to him in the end game. I think that it was Donald Trump negotiating, you know, and putting things out there. Today he clarified it wouldn't include U.S. troops. You know, how you get from point A to point B is, you know, another question. But it does put the onus on the Middle East partners to say, what are we going to do?
Interesting times. Brett, good luck Saturday. It'll be great. And I hope you never have to wear an Eagles jersey again, but you'll do anything for the company. You'll do anything for Fox. That's what I walk away with.
True. It's true. Loyal.
Go get it. Brett Baer, yeah. Thanks. Hey, your call's next. Mark Thiessen, bottom of the hour. President speaking again this morning. We'll tell you what he had to say.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local drugstore, supermarket, or big box store.
Paid for by Ventolin Products, LLC.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call or click to see how much you can save today. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com. That's 1-888-FREEDOM or ConsumerCellular.com today. Real people pay to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A thermal drone and some dedicated experts from Illinois who helped find a lost dog makes today's Dean's List. Charlie disappeared one foggy morning and his humans, Kate and David, were devastated. After days of searching with neighbors and friends, they decided to reach out to a group called Dog Gone Pet Recovery, an animal rescue group that specializes in finding lost pets. Kat Kavanaugh is a certified drone pilot who teamed up with Mike from Smithic Air, a drone flying company, to search the area using thermal imaging. It didn't take long before they were able to locate Charlie in some tall grass not far from his home. He was injured and frightened and was not moving. Even bringing his humans, Kate and David, out to rescue their beloved Charlie was difficult since Charlie was not responding to them. But thanks to Kat and Mike finding Charlie, he is now recovering, receiving plenty of love and care at home. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I have always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people. And I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. A tuberculosis outbreak in Kansas has killed two people. Health experts in the state are warning about a year-long outbreak. It's not uncommon to see a handful of cases, but the deaths are a bit more unusual. Tuberculosis, which spreads through the air, typically affects the lungs. Symptoms can include cough, pain in the chest, and coughing up blood or phlegm. Right now, nearly 70 people are being treated for the contagious bacterial disease, many of them in the same county. While they're highly concerned, health officials say they've been getting the outbreak under control. According to the CDC, the tuberculosis vaccine is not commonly used in the U.S., but is used more often on children in other countries where the disease is more prevalent. In fact, TB is the most deadly infectious disease worldwide. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We are witnessing in real time the most corrupt bargain in American history. Elon Musk contributed, paid over $250 million to help elect Donald Trump. And now Donald Trump is turning over the keys to the Treasury and the rest of the federal government to Elon Musk. We need to end this illegal power grab, and we are going to do it now. We are not going back.
I can't tell you what an idiot Senator Van Hollen thinks we all are. He actually thinks that the goal of Elon Musk was to, I don't know, Gut the government? Yes. Get it fiscally in order? Yes. For free. If this guy wanted to help himself, he would have made himself a cabinet secretary, been an influential person on the outside, put other people in powerful positions. But instead, he said, I'm going to bring beds I'm going to bring my people, pull them off their full-time jobs, maybe keep them their salary. That's up to him. And have them come in and use their expertise to try to lean out the American government. Lean it out. Expose the corruption, the maybe inadvertent and inadvertent fraud. To do that, you're going to have to turn over a few tables, and you're going to have to be able to get in there, and you got to go to human resources, and you got to go to U.S. Digital. Let me ask you something. Who do you think is better at digital services? Elon Musk, who owns Twitter, SpaceX, Tesla, has able to put together systems to make these global companies work, to find a engine in Sacramento and find a sleek design in France? Or do you think it's U.S. data services? Of course it's the outside. Of course they're in there. And everyone in the federal government's got to prove their worth or they're going to be let go. With severance, what's bad about that?
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Get ready for laughter, chaos, and unforgettable fun.
Riverfront Playhouse proudly presents The Odd Couple, female version by Neil Simon, directed by Sean Sampson.
From January 24th to February 9th, step into the hilariously mismatched world of two roommates,
Olive and Florence, as they navigate friendship, humor, and plenty of surprises.
It's a fresh twist on a classic comedy.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Don't miss this side-splitting comedy
sponsored by this station and these amazing pro-arts businesses.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My illusion delay,
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
But for me, I didn't really saw that as like a super serious kind of a situation. And it's really just trying to shake things up and just announce, like, there is some truths about Gaza. How are somebody able to leave there right now when probably 85 to 90% or more of the buildings are destroyed or seriously damaged? So where are people going to live and how things are going to go? And how can you rebuild Gaza until Hamas is still allowed to endure.
Senator Fetterman is open to what you and I say. Now, him, Donald Trump, taking Gaza is not really with the way you would characterize Donald Trump's foreign policy, but is out of the box is, that's the headline. How, what does he do in that box? But what does he get people to do? So when they sit down in Qatar and they talk about phase two, and when Netanyahu says, or his representative says, there is no scenario where Hamas stays in power, and they said, we're Hamas. We're staying in power. There's none. And even the Americans know that you can't stay in power. Not saying I buy into give it to them, but you can't do it. It's not livable. You've massacred 1,100 people. You caused uproar around the world. You are single-handedly responsible for the decapitation of Hezbollah and the almost annihilation of the air defense on Iran. And that's what Trump did. He changed everybody's the cadence of this conversation. Mark Thiessen knows all about strategy, former chief speechwriter for Bush, Fox News contributor, Washington Post columnist, a fellow at AEI. Mark, how do you think this is resonating, President Trump's idea of Gaza in American hands around the world?
Well, first of all, what I find stunning about it is, you know, everyone said, oh, Donald Trump's an isolationist. I don't know. I mean, he wants to take back the Panama Canal. He wants to buy Greenland. And now he's talking about taking a long-term ownership stake in Gaza and possibly sending U.S. troops to Gaza. That's not isolationist.
True.
So if you were a conservative isolationist, oh, and by the way, he's going to give weapons to Ukraine in exchange for rare earth minerals. I mean, none of this is isolationist. He wasn't isolationist in his first term, and he's not isolationist in the first 3 weeks of his second term. So I think people need to really reassess on the right what Donald Trump's foreign policy vision really is, because it's not isolationism.
So we know phase two that calls for right now the IDF to leave Gaza. It's not going to happen. Yet we want the hostages out. So do you extend phase one? And can we stop writing or talking about a two-state solution? Don't tell me Joe Biden's like, we are for a two-state solution. That John Kerry, that we've always been. No, we're not. You could say it in a think tank, but when you get on the ground, nobody wants it. Not the Israelis, not Hamas. And nobody thinks there's anybody amongst the Palestinians who is a legitimate partner of to negotiate with the Israelis.
None of the Palestinians want a two-state solution. They want all of it. And this is the problem, is that you cannot, what Netanyahu said in the press conference with Trump, is that you can't have peace with someone who wants to destroy you. And so, I mean, the process of what happens, I mean, what I like about what Trump is doing, I don't know if I like the idea of taking an ownership stake in Gaza or sending U.S. troops there. I'm not, I'd like to hear more about what his plans are in concrete detail. But what I do like is at least he's the only one who's thinking about, out of the box, about some sort of vision for Gaza post this conflict. Because the reality is Hamas has destroyed any chance of there being a Palestinian state. You cannot have it would be like trying to have a state with Germany where one half was controlled by Nazis. What the Palestinians need, they need to go through a process of denazification, de-Hamasification, because they supported all this. The people of Gaza elected Hamas. The majority of them supported the attacks on Israel, and the reason they don't like Hamas now is because of the blowback. They don't like the blowback that Hamas has invited into their country. But they hate Israel, and they don't want to live in peace with Israel. And you need the way we did it in World War II is we comprehensively defeated the Nazis, banned the Nazi Party, and forced the German people to confront their complicity with Nazi Germany's crimes. We had war crimes trials. We did end up working with some people from the Nazi government in different ways. So it wasn't a complete denazification. But Germany was forced to confront its past and ban all Nazi symbols, all the Nazi organizations. Everything was shut down. Unless you do that in Gaza, you can never have peace there, and you can never rebuild it.
Listen, I hear you. And the thing is, and we had the editor of the Jerusalem Post on yesterday. He wrote a column is, can we know there's no two-state solution? Will the rest of the world finally understand it? There's no way going forward with it. So when President Trump yesterday also, was it yesterday or 2 days ago, also said with Iran, I'm into talks. You can't have a nuclear program. And they said they were into talking about it. The one thing Trump's leaving out is the financing of proxies. I would argue that's almost as lethal and disruptive as their nuclear program. Do you think that Iran going into talks with us benefits them or us?
Well, Trump's strategy is always it's a double-edged strategy. One is that he goes up to the top of the escalation ladder and dares you to follow him. But two, he offers you a path off the escalation ladder with negotiation. So when he killed Qasem Soleimani, he had drawn a red line with the Iranians and said, if you kill a single American or you or your proxies kill a single American, we won't hold the proxies responsible. We'll hold you responsible. And the Iranians didn't believe him, and they killed an American. And so he took out Qasem Soleimani, and then he told them, if you retaliate against us, I'm going to hit 52 targets in Iran in honor of the 52 hostages you took out in 1979. And he meant it. And they believed him. And they stopped. And so, you know, this is how he does it. He gives them a chance to choose the peaceful post, but he also takes the top of the escalation ladder. What he's doing now is he's reestablishing maximum pressure. Imposing sanctions. He says he's going to cut their oil production and oil sales to zero. That, by definition, will solve the proxy problem because they won't have any money to give to the proxies. They were cutting off Hamas and Hezbollah and all these people. There were New York Times stories about how Hezbollah fighters were complaining that they weren't getting paid because the Iranians said we have no money. So under Trump, and then Biden turned the spigot back on and gave them millions and millions and billions of dollars, you know, in exchange for releasing hostages and stuff. And they were able to fund Hamas again and Hezbollah, which led directly to October 7th. So you shut down the funding and you squeeze them. And at the same time, you say you're going to give up your nuclear program or we're going to end it for you.
So I want to
give them the choice.
So for the thing that gets me so excited, it shows you where my life is now. This, what Doge is doing has got me elated because it's forensic accounting like I never thought anyone can do. You know, exposing all the bills and the payouts of the Treasury. Now, why people are going crazy, I don't understand. The Secretary of Treasury gave Elon Musk's group that permission, Scott Bessent. Here's what he said, cut eight.
What I will tell you, at the Treasury, our payment system is not being touched. We process $1.3 billion via payments a year. There's a study being done. Can we have more accountability, more accuracy, more traceability that the money is going where it is? But in terms of payments being stopped, that is happening upstream at the department level.
So understood. So now we're finding out that he's already saving $1 billion a day in finding the waste and fraud, and he's about to get Medicare and Medicaid. He says that's where the real success is going to come. This should be a good thing. Why isn't it looked at by the on the left like that?
Well, because they don't care about saving money. They think that it's going to cut things that they care about, like DEI operas in Colombia and other places like that. Look, here's what people need to understand. They're attacking Elon Musk, like you know, Musk is a dictator. Nobody elected Elon Musk. What they need to understand, Elon Musk is a staffer. I know he's a billionaire and the richest man in the world, and he probably doesn't like to think of himself that way. He's a White House staffer. He's a very powerful White House staffer with the ear of the president. I mean, you know, that, but he's a staffer. And so his authority is authority that's been delegated to him by the president of the United States, who was elected by the American people with a promise to do this. And so when Elon Musk goes to AID or to the Treasury Department and says, I'd like to see your books, he's not doing it on his authority as Elon Musk, you know, Tesla founder and SpaceX, you know, and Mars Explorer. And you know, that he's doing it on the authority of the president of the United States who sent him there. So, and your job is to cooperate. And so there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, he's working with GSA. He's going to look in the IRS, too. And this is what he said. By the way, isn't it interesting that they kept telling us, Steve Bannon told Trump he's going to fire him, and everyone's saying these two are going to explode on each other. This is what Musk said on Trump on Sunday. The more I've gotten to know President Trump, the more I like him. Frankly, I love the guy. This is our shot. This is our best hand of cards we're ever going to have. I mean, please tell me where you see these two exploding. Every time he opened up on Sam Altman, and he said, yeah, they don't like each other. Trump didn't take it personal. You know, and the thing is, Elon went up to him and says, USAID is a den of vipers. And he said, you know, we got to get into some of these payments. And I could list some of them like your hair curl. And he said, Trump said, get rid of the whole thing. He's like, really? Get rid of the whole thing? Are you sure? He goes, yes. So they ultimately decide to fold it into the State Department. So they answer to Marco Rubio. Please tell me how that's a bad thing. We heard for the longest time the Secretary of State's got no control of the State Department. It's too big, too unwieldy. We don't know who these people are. He's finding out who they are.
Yeah. So, first of all, people who are setting their hair on fire about folding AID into the State Department, you know whose idea that was? This is a name from the past. Warren Christopher.
Wow.
Bill Clinton's Secretary of State came up with the idea. This is something that Warren Christopher proposed in 1995. I know this because I was working for Jesse Helms on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee at the time, and Al Gore killed it internally. And Jesse Helms turned around and said, well, no, I like Warren Christopher's idea. He published an op-ed in the Washington Post called Warren Christopher is Right, and he pushed to legislation to shut down three agencies, the Arms Control Disarmament Agency, USIA, which is the U.S. Information Agency, all the Freedom Radios, and AID. And they fought over it for it had a standoff, and eventually they agreed to shut down two of them and put the third one under the direct authority of the Secretary of State, which was AID. The AID is the only one that survived, but it reports to the Secretary of State. And so the Secretary of State can say, you know what, I'm the director of AID. And all the functions are moving here into the State Department if he wants to. He's got all the legal authority. And you know who co-sponsored the bill?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden. It was the Helms-Biden bill.
Wow. Are you going to put that in a column, or did you put that in a column?
I got a column coming out today, later today.
Is this what it's in there? Is this the subject?
It's all in there. This was the authority that Marco Rubio is using to bring AID into the State Department is under the Helms-Biden bill. And it's the idea was Warren Christopher's.
Unbelievable. I did not know that, which but fascinating. So people should understand that. What I would do is what Elon Musk did with the Twitter files. He talked Schellenberger, Matt Taibbi, Barry Weiss, and he said, guys, come check this out. If I would bring in the Wall Street Journal, you know, Washington Post, whatever you want, and just say, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm seeing. This is what's going on. You know, and I want you to know my approach. I want you to see my guys and my women, by the way, Office of Personnel Management, he brought in there too. And I want you to see what we're doing. And I want to see what's exposed. And you could choose to write the fraud and abuse that you're witnessing and the farcical programs in which we're financing. But I want you to witness it because there's no secrets going on here. No one has a secret agenda. We have to cut $2 trillion out of the budget.
Yeah. And look, there are good things that AID does, like PEPFAR, fighting AIDS in Africa and fighting malaria in Africa and all the rest of that. All that can be done from the State Department. But the problem is that the bureaucrats at USAID don't like the U.S. in USAID. They just want to be AID. They call themselves AID, by the way. They don't call themselves USAID. And the reason for that is because they consider themselves to be independent do-gooders who go out and do projects that they approve of and they think are good for the country and all the rest of it. No, these are taxpayer dollars. And it's supposed to be connected. The reason why we put Helms and Biden put the Secretary of State in charge of AID is because it's supposed to pursue U.S. foreign policy interests and the policies of the administration and support that. Mm-hmm. Go out and help countries who are helping us. Go out and support, it should be following U.S. foreign policy. It's a tool of U.S. foreign policy. If you want to just do good around the world, go work for the Gates Foundation. They'll give you billions of dollars to spread around the world and do your trans operas and whatever the hell you want to do with that. But you don't use U.S. taxpayer dollars for that. So it should be in the State Department where the political appointees set by Donald Trump to run U.S. foreign policy can approve or disapprove which programs get funded and what gets done.
If you want to
know, simple as that.
Last subject real quick, I'm already over. But we have Speaker Johnson convinced Congressman Norman to go along. He was a holdout to some type of monster bill to come out of the House. Let's see if they can do it, find out what's in it. But the Senate's getting tired of waiting. They're going two bills, and Senator Thune's moving forward. Today, to the president's great credit, they're meeting at the White House again, both sides. Can you help me at all with what's going on, being that you're in Washington, about where this is going?
There should be two bills. You've got this opportunity to pass what there should be a small bill and then a large bill. We're going to have a major tax overhaul down the line. It's going to take months to negotiate. It's going to be complicated. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to be hard. I think they'll get it done. But do something simple and quick right now. Eliminate taxes on tips and pay for it by taxing the endowments of Harvard, Columbia, and MIT. That's it. And pass it. You can pass that next week. And let Harvard pay for a tax cut for working class Americans, and then Trump can sign a bill, for delivering on his campaign promises for all the millions of people who he brought into the Republican Party. Do that right away, and then leave the rest of it for later.
And you could tell me back off, but if you keep coming up with ideas like this and writing columns like you have, you're going to end up in the White House with a massive pay cut, and your kids aren't going to be able to go to college.
Right. I've got four kids going to college, buddy. I'm not going into government anytime soon.
Mark, always great. Thanks so much. Back in a moment.
Take care.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Have you ever wondered why so many people who take part in the March for Life are Christians? Father Frank Pavone, founder and CEO of Priests for Life, says there's a simple reason.
It's simply because of the incarnation.
Pavone is basking in the success of the annual March for Life, now in its 52nd year. He says while there's still joy in the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, it didn't end the abortion clash. It only changed locations to each state. He says while people of many other faiths are part of the pro-life movement and even atheists find reasons to support protecting the unborn, Christianity's unique claim of God becoming man promotes the sanctity of life on a different level.
But it's only in Christianity where you have this reality of God actually taking upon himself our human nature, so that in the body of Jesus Christ you have an unborn baby who is acknowledged as God.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with director John M. Chu as Wicked is available December 31st on digital platforms to own or rent.
What has been one of the best parts of seeing all the love from the Wicked fans?
It's all so overwhelming and so beautiful. You'd never think people are going to love it as much as we do. You know, in the edit room, we laugh at little moments. And so to see people pick up on every detail, my heart is so full. And I can't wait for them to see more in movie two and even in our home video.
The home release features 3 hours of bonus content, including a sing-along version.
And at home, we can sing along. So what were your thoughts on all the debate over whether we could sing in the theater?
I mean, it's amazing. People did not just sing along in the theater, that most people were very respectful, and I'm really glad that they got to hear it first through Ari and Cynthia, and now they get to go have fun with it. We would sing together in the edit room, all our editors and stuff, so that was fun.
There's also deleted and extended scenes and more. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The Trump administration removed transgender references from federal government websites. It now reads LGB instead of LGBT.
They have no idea the damage tea was doing to our nation. Consonants! Because I think you'll agree with me, there is no tea in USA. If you spell it out, obviously that becomes an issue. And if you want a BLT for lunch, things can get ugly. But nothing will stop America's low tea, like no tea. What other changes are making us great again?
The Trump administration ordering all gender ideology references be removed, including pronouns and email signatures.
Oh, yeah. Consonants and pronouns! Your next prepositions? No more pronouns and email signatures. Good luck signing your emails now, President She. Or should I say President Him?
So funny, right? I mean, the fact that Eric's going to go back to Monday's Daily Show to get humor is sad. Because I watched, you know what I did this morning? I watched Jimmy Fallon's monologue to see if I can get something. Nothing. I shouldn't probably nod my head. I should actually say it out loud.
That helps for radio,
right.
Yeah.
Good. Nothing. You know, I thought, I'm like, oh, I'm going to show you. Got nothing.
No, it's a really quick thing. If it gets, during Hegseth's hearings, Senator Sheehy asked him, like, how many genders are there? Like, two. And he's like, thank you. And he made some, like, really corny joke about his last name.
That's
we'll
good.
Try to find it.
That is pretty funny. Yeah, maybe we'll do that and I'll act like I never heard it before. Brian Kilmeade Show.
paid for by government.
Now is the time to fill your vault with Morgan Silver Bars. Grab your piece of America's silver legacy with this special offer. These spectacular shining silver bars featuring a crisp image of the iconic Morgan Silver Dollar, a legendary coin that has captivated collectors for generations. Call now to secure 1 ounce silver bars minted in 99.9% pure silver and made in the USA. Don't miss out on this special deal. Regularly priced at $49.95, but for a limited time, only $39.95. Save $10 per silver bar. Limit of 25 bars per customer. The more you buy, the more you save. Up to $250 in savings and free shipping on every order. Plus, with qualifying orders, you'll receive a free Morgan Silver Dollar. That's a $59.95 value free. Call 1-800-973-3091 now to secure your 1 ounce Morgan Silver Bars for only $39.95. That's 1-800-973-3091.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump team is vowing to battle a ruling. The federal judge has temporarily blocked Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records.
The preliminary injunction comes after more than a dozen Democrat attorneys general sued President Trump in federal court in New York City. They alleged the administration allowed the DOGE team access to the Treasury Department's central payment system in violation of federal law. The data contained sensitive personal information like Social Security and bank account numbers for millions of Americans. A hearing date is set for this coming Friday, February 14th. George Williams reporting.
Also at townhall.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu holding talks this week, and Johnson invited the Israeli leader to address a joint meeting of Congress. Bernie Bennett has this report.
The press conference came days after President Trump floated a proposal for the U.S. to take control of Gaza. Netanyahu and Johnson have both signaled support for the idea, despite mounting scrutiny from others. Johnson says Israel is still facing threats.
Today, the Israeli people are working to defeat Hamas following, of course, the horrific massacre on October 7th.
Netanyahu says our Congress represents democracy.
The Congress of the United States speaks for the American people, and the American people speak for the entire world.
Democrats did not attend the session. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
In the meantime, Hamas has released three Israeli hostages, and Israel freed 183 Palestinian prisoners in the fifth exchange of a ceasefire agreement that has paused the war in Gaza. The hostages' condition and scenes of Hamas forcing them to speak in the handover sparked outrage in Israel. U.S. employers added just 143,000 jobs last month, but the jobless rate fell to 4%. The first monthly jobs report of Donald Trump's second presidency suggested he's inherited a rather unstable labor market. You'll find more at townhall.com.
Every time we talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it, if you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Victims of the Southern California wildfires are describing very different experiences with insurance companies.
In Altadena, California, Chris Wilson and Louise Hamlin are neighbors. Their homes are almost identical. Both were destroyed by the wildfire. For Wilson, just last year.
We're one of many people who got kicked off our private insurance.
He had to get two state policies to cover what he used to get with one.
It doesn't cover a lot. I'm real worried about being able to rebuild.
Louise Hamlin's story is much different. Her insurance company called her 2 days after the fire.
They've already paid out much of the value of the house.
Chris Wilson is contemplating loans, lawsuits, and moving his family out of California. I'm Ed Donahue.
Meanwhile, a philanthropic nonprofit founded by a real estate investor has distributed checks to some 3,000 people across that area. The Change Reaction has given as much as $5,000 to help affected residents meet immediate needs. More news at townhall.com. Texas schools have always been fighting absenteeism, but now they're really upstaging the game. Here's John Scott.
Schools have employed multiple strategies to better identify and aid chronically absent students, like partnering with nonprofits and community organizations. School districts receive state funding based on average attendance, which means more students missing school can mean less money coming in. Districts are trying to help by connecting families with city services. In addition, some school leaders advocate for funding based on enrollment instead of attendance. John Scott reporting.
And sometimes it pays to attend school. A college student, University of Massachusetts, who made a half-court shot during a women's basketball halftime promotion, will get his $10,000 prize from the school itself. The school says the insurance company covering the promotion balked at paying because his foot was on the line. Noah Lee will get his money by Friday of next week. More at townhall.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, streamed on Fox Nation, as well as our own stream on Fox News. You just click on Watch and you'll be able to see it. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. This hour, we're going to be joined by Rod Woodson, Pro Football Hall of Famer, fantastic Pittsburgh Steeler for years. And also, he went over to the Boston Ravens where he won a Super Bowl championship. He's going to be joining us, too. Talk about New Orleans and what's it like. It's being transformed into a Super Bowl city. Find out today if Eli Manning gets into the Hall of Fame. It would be just be kind of cool because grew up in Louisiana. His dad starred. His dad didn't start. He started in Mississippi at Ole Miss. But, of course, the family is synonymous with the Saints, where his dad starred for the New Orleans Saints for years, and he grew up basically in the press box and on the sideline. So we'll be able to talk to that that story. But first, here are the big three stories right now.
Number three.
But the actual idea of allowing first cousins who want to leave, I mean, what's wrong with that? This is the first good idea that I've heard. It's a remarkable idea.
That is Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister. Trump offers a plan for Gaza, and the world flips out. I'm intrigued and see how the long game, at least one Democrat agrees, there needs to be some disruption in the process.
Number two.
The president, who's made the offer today, then we'll be working on the details of all of this, but the offer to increase these flights, these deportations by 40%. It's very important for us in terms of the migratory situation that we're facing.
That is Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Border crackdown, flat out spectacular success thus far. Numbers don't lie as other nations step up and help out.
Number one.
What Elon Musk is doing is illegal. It is a coup.
We're not going to have apartheid in America anymore.
Unbelievable. What are they talking about? Apartheid because he's from South Africa? You idiot. Doge driving Dems crazy, but they should be celebrating. I know I am. The most impactful agency in my lifetime. Can a balanced budget be possible next if the revenues continue to soar? Senator Roger Wicker joins us now, Chairman of Armed Services. Senator, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, thanks for having me on, and thanks for being a strong voice for making our defense so strong that we stay out of a war.
Absolutely. So I want to talk about that, but if I can just get your perspective, you don't overreact to anything. You don't get involved in the histrionics. And I'm watching these Democrats lose their mind over cost-cutting. They're looking at the Treasury to find out who's spending what. They're looking to find out what's happening with things like USA Aid, and they're looking to find out what's happening with, the government GSA. Why are people upset?
Well, and when we find out, we hear about some outrageous spending. I mean, which taxpayer in America wants us to pay for a transgender opera in Islamic countries? That's absolutely insane. Nobody can defend that. And so to the extent that Elon Musk and his team are exposing this, I am absolutely grateful and horrified that money's been going there, but glad we're learning about it.
So you got Cory Booker, Senator Ed Markey, Congresswoman Sarah Jacobs. Listen to this. Cut three.
What Elon Musk is doing is illegal. It is a coup.
Elon Musk makes unsafe cars, and now he wants to create an unsafe world. We will not shut up. We will stand up. We will speak up. That same spirit that Elon Musk has coming from South Africa. We're not going to have apartheid in America anymore.
I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, first of all, if it's illegal, a court will step in and say it's illegal. I've just been now 4 days, and I haven't seen that. So, you know, let the courts decide that if indeed it's illegal. Look, Brian, we need a foreign aid program that assists America in combating China's Belt and Road Initiative. China's out to buy influence all over Africa and South America and the developing world. But for heaven's sake, it needs to be spent smartly on infrastructure and things like that that make us friends. And so it's amazing, the histrionics. I guess it's expected, but I'm glad that we've got a new administration that is being disruptive in the good sense of the word. They're going in and finding out where the bodies are buried and where the waste is. And I think most Americans are glad to see it and glad to see us off to the races in the first two or three weeks.
So I see that Sean Duffy at Transportation reached out to the Musk's group and said, would you help us upgrade our U.S. aviation system? Musk said, of course. They're talking right now. They're going to go in there with some of the systems that helped Tesla, the Boeing, the SpaceX. Obviously now they put chips in brains. They were able to get parts around the world. What they know about supply chains, what they know about what they've learned from X. This is a lethal group that knows how to cost cut. Why would we not help out?
And frankly, Brian, that's part of one of my white papers on defense. We need to be using and embracing the type of American innovation that we're seeing in the private sector, which is exactly what you're talking about. Who could argue against using some of the same procedures and same tactics that the most successful people in the world are using?
So you've put out this, you were kind enough to give it to me, Restoring Freedoms Forged, America's Innovation Unleashed. And this was written, I think, before that Secretary Hegseth wrote it. Came aboard as Secretary of Defense.
Okay.
So you got
I wrote it, yeah. but I can tell you, Secretary Hegseth likes it and is headed in exactly the same way. We're going to use this this technique called budget reconciliation. It's a big term, but basically what it means is we can use this type of parliamentary tactic to pass savings, real savings, in all areas of the budget that we can use to strengthen the border, to give the president as much as $150 billion on his border program, and also to beef up national defense. And we're going to find savings for every dollar of that in other parts of the federal government. So that is my main goal. And I think it's Secretary Hegseth and the president's main goal in working with the House and working with the Senate. Do we do one bill? Do we have to split it up because of time constraints into two bills? Those are things we're working on. But I can tell you the Speaker of the House and the leadership in the Senate are committed to working with Donald Trump to build up the border, to make sure that that campaign promise is kept, and to make America so strong that Russia and China stand down and realize it would be fruitless to take a stab at us.
Well, absolutely. First off, would you allow Elon Musk to get into the Pentagon budget?
Well, absolutely. I think there are probably some, I don't know what Elon Musk's security clearance is, but I imagine it's pretty high. But absolutely, I would think that someone looking at that someone from outside who's made a success of many enterprises and headed in new directions is going to be very, very helpful.
So you'd be there.
I think the American people embrace this and are glad to see somebody taking a different look and not being so traditional.
I think Americans are. I think the Democrats aren't. And I don't get why, because you guys at the Pentagon have not passed an audit. They just throw up their hands. So that's got to change.
That's
how can you
change
do that?
And we're going to have an audit, Brian. We're going to have an audit, and we're going to pass that audit. That's one of the goals of this administration. If after 3 or 4 years we haven't absolutely had a success in that regard, I will be very, very disappointed. There's no reason why we can't do it.
Well, why does it stop? Why hasn't it happened before? Even when they try, like, what stands in the way? Is it just so big you can't get the departments to report to one? What's going on?
Don't ask me to make excuses for previous administration.
Okay.
It is a giant operation. Of course, in the discretionary budget, all the appropriation bills, the other ones are 50%, and national defense is 50% of all the money that we appropriate. So it is gigantic. But what I'm saying is we're determined to get to the bottom of it, and I think the president has congressional support because of this trifecta that we had in November. We've got the leadership of the House and Senate and the executive branch, and so if we can't do it this time, shame on us. And I'm saying this to the public right now. I'm saying that the U.S. Senate and the Armed Services Committee is determined to get this done, although it's been a sticky wicket for the government for a long time.
All right, so let's talk
about taxpayer dollars.
What do you want percentage of the GDP in defense? What are you going to ask for in this budget?
Well, we eventually need to get to 5% of the gross domestic product, and the good part about that is President Trump endorsed this just the other day, and he said, and by the way, all of the NATO nations need to do this. And honestly, you know, Brian, you and I have been voices crying in the wilderness about our NATO friends stepping forward. The fact is, in the last couple of years, they have stepped forward.
I know.
And most of them have gotten to 2%. And it's a worthy cause, because if Russia loses their effort to take over a neighboring country, then Russia is weakened in their partnership with China, and China and Russia are in it together against us like they've never been before. And their allies, North Korea, and their other allies, is Iran, running around the Middle East with all these proxies like Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis. And we've got a team of aggressors that are after us. And I'm glad we have an administration that is awake to this threat, and we're gonna make amends in our budget, and we're gonna pay for it by savings elsewhere.
I hear there's just not enough defense companies, contractors, to even get them competitive, to go against each other, to have competitive bids for projects. How do you plan on re-expanding the number of companies? How do you you can't demand that, can you?
Well, they will respond to economic incentives, and frankly, we've been shortchanging the Defense Department. And every time our Republican appropriators have wanted to raise defense spending in the spending bills, it requires 60 votes in the Senate to get over the filibuster rule, and I do support the filibuster. But every time we suggest that, our Democrat friends say you got to increase domestic spending by an equal amount. And we're determined to break that, but the main way we do it is this budget reconciliation, where we don't have to have 60 votes. But there's a new sheriff in town. There are new majorities in the House and Senate and the administration, and it's our turn to make this country strong and get where we need to be. And so part of the defense industrial base is telling them, yes, we want you to build these weapon systems, and here's the money. And if that's the case, we'll hire the people, and frankly, we're going to have to pay them some more. There's no reason for us to be paying a welder the same amount of money that somebody is making at a McDonald's right outside the gate of the shipyard. That's not going to get it. And so we're going to have to compensate these people that work in the shipyards and build our state-of-the-art jets and munitions and radars. We're going to have to pay them adequately, and we haven't been doing that.
And, Senator, you know, it could all help. I just think that when we realize we have dozens of allies with money around the world that they're respectful of our weapon systems, and they should be. They'll pay money to do it. They'll sign contracts that allow people to sign other workers to contracts. And then we could start not giving us the upper end, but giving a solid base to our allies to defend themselves and stop a would-be invasion or a cyber attack, because they would be able to do something without America being there every step of the way. They could be our friends and family's discount. That would foster the expansion of the military industrial base, because we're a capitalist country. It only stands to reason.
And we have to lead, and we have to lead just like we did under the 12 years of Reagan and H.W. Bush. We had 12 years where we got to 5% of our economy being spent on national defense. It created a ton of jobs, but the main thing it did, it kept us out of war for a decade. And that's the sort of legacy that Donald Trump can leave. If this favorable moment in our government, if we'll pull together and give him the tools.
And how so far you think that Pete's getting it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He is. And we're in close contact. And honestly, to tell you the truth, he's putting together a team that actually takes away some of our great staff talent from the Republican side of the Senate. So we're working together, and he understands. And frankly, he works for a guy that can finish his second four-year term in the same way that Ronald Reagan did.
Be great.
And I think we have every chance to do that.
Yeah, and I just hope you have enough Democrats on your committee that feel like you do, that we have to increase our defense spending responsibly. You combine that with a comprehensive audit, it could be a real boon for us. Senator Roger Wicker, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
You should publish this Restoring Freedom's Forge. Is that available anywhere?
Oh, absolutely. It's not been published by a publishing company, but it's out there. You can get it on the internet. But
good.
We'll check with your studio and see if we can get it more widely distributed.
Yeah, a lot of my listeners would love to see what your vision is, and we're getting a sense of that. Thanks so much, Senator.
Thank you, sir.
Back in a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. In my line of work, I've seen firsthand how fast the world can change. With rising geopolitical tensions and inflation eating your buying power, it's time to take action. For me, that means gold. And for gold, I exclusively trust Advantage Gold. I urge you to do the same. Call them now at 800-900-8000 for a free gold guide to discover the security that comes with owning precious metals. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY, it's GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Before settling down with a partner, there's a variety of financial red flags to be aware of that could cost you in the long run, not only with your relationship, but your finances as well. Those red flags include a partner's finances, from how secret they are about their money and how they spend it to how much debt they've incurred. Financial experts at Wells Fargo say it's something that couples should discuss as they embark on important milestones like going on vacation, signing a lease, buying a home, or getting hitched. The biggest red flag is financial secrecy. So it's important that some talk topics that you have with your partner include how he or she spends their money, views on investing, and even debt. Raising these topics will provide clues on their relationship with money as you move from the initial early stages of dating all the way into making a more permanent commitment in the future, like sharing expenses, commingling finances, joint ownership of assets, and marriage. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Grocery chain Wegmans is recalling its frozen chicken nuggets in 8 states and the District of Columbia. Those breaded chicken breast nuggets could potentially have bone fragments in the packages. The U.S. Agriculture Department issuing a public health alert urging consumers not to eat them. And Wegmans says it will refund shoppers who bought them. The package is labeled as Wegmans Family Pack, fully cooked breaded chicken breast with rib meat. It has a Best Buy date of August 26, 2025. The nuggets were distributed in stores mainly across the Northeast. The product is now no longer on sale in Wegmans stores. And while no injuries have been reported, Wegmans has said they've received multiple complaints from consumers about finding pieces of bone. Wegmans operates 111 stores on the East Coast and employs more than 54,000 people. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The gum-chewing, rope-twirler, Oklahoma social commentator Will Rogers was a friend of presidents, heads of state, and politicians. He was often quoted in the Congressional Record, as he was in this recording from 1925.
And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read in the Congressional Record. Well, I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into Congressional Record. You see, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress. And then you work on up into the Senate. And then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the Congressional Record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty big about it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
But you can gaslight us all you want, because the one thing you didn't count on is our secret weapon.
The roots of democracy are deep. People are aroused. I haven't seen people so aroused in a very, very long time in terms of going, trying to get this done.
Aroused.
Yeah. And then he looked into the camera and did a single shot and says, you have to stop putting him out there. And I agree. I mean, he's had experience and he's a good, like, behind-the-scenes fighter like Mitch McConnell is. But he doesn't stand for anything. He's not inspirational and he's not comfortable. He just stares down at his sheets when he's on Congress as if no one's ever given it to him before, as if it's another language he's interested in trying to in real-time translating. Or he's just inauthentically trying to inspire people. So he is like leading this charge at 76 years old as a New York Democrat who ignores anti-Semitism as a Jewish American. So you lost all credibility with me. I see really no one outside Fetterman who is of interest on the left.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ah!
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I just want to be remembered as one of the greatest teams of all time at the end of the day, and I know how blessed I am to be in Kansas City and the people that I have around me, coaches and players, and so I'm more focused on leaving the imprint on the Kansas City Chiefs and how we are remembered for the rest of time.
So that's not too bad. Patrick Mahomes, who talks a mile a minute, I would know that. And talking about three in a row, the guy doesn't seem to sweat anything. After a year of watching Alex Smith, he stepped on the field and was instantly transformed the Chiefs to good to great. And we've been witnessing that since. A guy that knows all about good and great, and he was great. He was a Hall of Fame cornerback. Rod Woodson joins us now. Holds the NFL record for fumble recovers, defensive player, an interception return for a touchdown, 12 of them. And he was also named NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He played for the Steelers, Niners, Ravens, and Raiders. Rod, welcome to Brian Kilmeade Show.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
So, Rod, are you in New Orleans?
I'm in New Orleans, driving over to the convention center right now.
How's it feel? Does it feel like a Super Bowl week?
Well, not for me, because I'm not playing. So, I mean, but for the players, it does. You know, I was with Jaden Hicks last night, who's from Las Vegas, went to Bishop Gorman in Washington State, and I know he's really excited, right? He feels it. He feels the excitement. He feels the anticipation of the opening kickoff, and, you know, the families are coming in. And tomorrow, you know, and having that media request every single day is one of the main things that made him realize this is a really big game, because there's people from all over the world here asking questions.
It's more of a global game than ever. You know, I was just talking to a bar owner last night, right here in New York City. He says, I have a bar in Dublin. And he said, I cannot believe the reservations we have for the Super Bowl already. And it just grows every single year. In fact, it's got two bars there. And I said, I'm amazed. So they understand the game, but they just know it's an event. He goes, no, they get the game. And also, we're finding when you guys go to London, I mean, they have the favorite teams now.
Yeah, you know, the American football is played almost in every country in on the globe. And, you know, obviously they understand it more and more and more the more they're watching it. But also it's being played by the youth, especially at the flag level. So they're learning. They're going to be tracking it. They're going to be following it. And hopefully in a couple years or in 10 years, maybe not in my lifetime, but, you know, we'll see more different countries, players representing their countries playing in the National Football League consistently. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the growth. I know the league is more about viewership and all that stuff, but me personally, you know, I like to see the game being grown all over the world, and the coaches who are coaching it, the kids who are playing it, they're having fun.
So the moment you're Super Bowl champ, you guys beat the Giants in Tampa, I believe it was. Art Modell, the owner, Brian Billick, the coach. Here's how it sounded. Cut 38 after.
To the people in Baltimore City, to the people in Baltimore County, and to the state of Maryland, this belongs to you.
I've been at this profession a while, but these guys here taught me this year for the first time in 25 years in the business about what really teamwork is. And it's because of these guys right here.
You know, your team had a certain swagger all week. We could see it here. And on the field today, again, you just shut down the Giants, forced 5 turnovers. Tell me, does this validate your defense maybe as the best in the history of the National Football League?
I'm biased, but who cares? Someone tell me they're not. I'll argue it to the death.
What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I tell you what. I think it is arguably the best single-season defense in NFL history. We shattered the scoring record for the 84-85 Bears defense, points allowed. You couldn't run against us. It was tough to throw against us. Only thing that I'm a little disappointed with, I wish that they would have brought Trent Dilfer back the second year around and we would have had our same group to try to repeat. We didn't get that opportunity. We made the postseason, but we didn't get everybody. So defensively, yes, I think that one given year, we are one of the best defenses, if not the best defense ever to play in the National Football League.
Yeah, I was at that game. That was before 9/11, so you were able to, the security wasn't nearly as great. But the interest was great, being the Giants. Did you know going into that game, I know you wanted to win, but did you know you were going to win? Did you see the Giants on film and know you were the better team?
Oh, yeah, I remember after they won, because they beat Minnesota, which was a really good football team. They had a great offense that year. And I remember me and Ray Lewis sitting down on Monday watching film, and we cut it off after a quarter, said, man, if they get past the 50, we're going to quit.
I'm a Giant fan. That hurts.
I mean, we just had belief because we knew they were going to try to run the football.
And Joe, you had Siragusa up front, too, who is a run stopper with a great personality. Also, how many years were you coming from Cleveland? Modell brought the team to Baltimore before you got that Super Bowl championship.
Okay, let's go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead in there.
Yep.
No, go ahead. Say it again, sir.
Rod, how many years were we out of Cleveland? Were they out of Cleveland before they won it in Baltimore?
Oh, heck. So they got there in 96, I believe. I think that's when Ray Lewis and Jonathan Ogden was drafted. So that would be 4 years?
4 years later. So
four
Rod,
years later.
You're fighting against one of the big stories in America. We lose about 70,000 people to fentanyl. You have a message, and it's one pill can kill.
Yeah, one pill can kill. You think about it's personal for me because my oldest son was had an addiction when he was younger, and you think about the poisonings and overdoses is a leading killer for Americans from the age 18 to 45 years old. And when you start thinking about fentanyl, this is three little about the size of a salt grains can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing is, the one conversation that you can have with them, it can save a life. And that's the biggest thing. We just want to put the message out there to these young kids and people who are taking these type of drugs, that you can't get prescription drugs on social media. Right, and that's one of the main things that people are dying, and they're thinking everything is fine, and it's not. So we just want people to be very cautious, being very careful about what they do and what they put in their bodies. And if they have an issue, and if you see friends who have an issue, say something to them, talk to them about it, and hopefully that can save their lives.
Gotcha. What's your prediction on this game?
I tell you what, if they can't stop Mr. Barkley, I think Hurts is going to be healthier because he was banged up the week of the championship game, so he wasn't as mobile. And I think, you know, the defensive front, I think that's the strength of the Eagles. I think their defensive front, I think their defense in general is so fast, so physical. You know, obviously they're going to have to slow down Travis Kelce, but if they can't stop Mr. Barkley and that defensive front can get after Patrick Mahomes by playing soft coverages on the backside of that, I like Philly. But then Patrick Mahomes always makes one or two plays every single game, every single year, that keep making them win Super Bowls. But I like Philly.
Yeah. All right. We'll see what happens. We know that not a lot of talent's got a great line. And I've watched Barkley since he was drafted with the Giants, and I always wondered what he could do with a line like that. Now we know. First off, before I let you go, do you remember this? Cut 39.
This is Bruce Smith's you, man. Wait a minute. This is Rod Woodson's shoe. I have visions of Rod Woodson. I see him lurking like a shadow. I sense him somewhere lurking. I hear his heartbeat. Ba-boom. 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 Rod?
That's Dennis Hopper. Your thoughts.
Yeah.
1995 Nike commercial.
Yeah, I tell you what. Look, I'm honored to be remembered. I remember Dick LeBeau always saying, I'd rather be a has-been than I never was. And I'm just honored that I got to play 17 years in the National Football League. I had some great coaches, some great teammates to be around me. And I got to grow in the game. I got to see the game grow over these years. And it's been great to be a part of it, and great to still be in some form or fashion calling games and talking to players and being around the sport that I love.
Rod, have you found anything as rewarding as playing?
No. I think the biggest thing, more than playing, I think it's the time you spend in the locker room with the players, right, with your boys, with your guys, and you get to meet their families and you grow up together. I think that I miss that more than playing, because that camaraderie you get in the locker room, where my kids grew up with Colonel Lake's kids, with Greg Lloyd's kids, you know, with Hardy Nickerson's kids. But, I mean, that's something that's life-lasting, and we still talk about that. My kids still talk to their kids.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, Les, Tony Siragusa is a good friend of the show. Your remembrance of Tony?
Goose. I mean, I tell you what, Goose was the funniest, biggest. I mean, he was the life of the party. He's the one person that could talk about the owner, the head coach, the general manager, and never get in trouble. I mean, he would crack jokes about him and never, ever get in trouble. So miss him to death, man, just a guy that was larger than life. And anytime you're around him, you always smile.
Absolutely. Success in every way. Just a great, treated everybody great, you know. He always didn't care if you were Rod Woodson or if you were a Hall of Famer or a fan. He always had interest in you. It was an amazing quality he had.
Absolutely.
Hey, Rod,
absolutely.
I look forward to seeing you out there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Okay, my pleasure. I appreciate it. Thanks
and,
a lot.
And his message, you know, we talk about it all the time, fentanyl. It's one of the things the president's going to put tariffs on two countries because of fentanyl. He's promoting something that's so important that one pill can kill. Try it. At your own risk. You don't have to be an addict. You do it one time. You feel a little tired for a test. You go online. You order some Ritalin or ADD medication. Boom. It's sprinkled in there. and it's over. And that will be the sad legacy. Your family will never be the same. All right, Brian Kilmeade Show. When we come back, I'll open up the phones. I did get some emails. Here's what John writes me. He says this about USA. I think Musk team need to pull a random sample of 500 USAID projects approved for the last 5 years to include low, medium, and high dollar commitments. Identify how many were rejected and approved, who submitted them, and who approved them by name. That would at least provide a window into the level of discipline applied to the taxpayer collections. I have news for you. Almost everything got approved that was applied. And it is possible to get a name. That's a great suggestion, John. Thanks so much. More of those when we come back.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade. Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Colorectal cancer is the leading cancer killer in men under 50 and the second leading cause of cancer death for women under 50. The American College of Radiology urges you to get screened starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualCT.
Furnished by American College of Radiology.
Paid for by government. Now is the time to fill your vault with Morgan Silver Bars. Grab your piece of America's silver legacy with this special offer. These spectacular shining silver bars featuring a crisp image of the iconic Morgan Silver Dollar, a legendary coin that has captivated collectors for generations. Call now to secure 1 ounce silver bars minted in 99.9% pure silver and made in the USA. Don't miss out on this special deal. Regularly priced at $49.95, but for a limited time, only $39.95. Save $10 per silver bar. Limit of 25 bars per customer. The more you buy, the more you save. Up to $250 in savings and free shipping on every order. Plus, with qualifying orders, you'll receive a free Morgan Silver Dollar. That's a $59.95 value free. Call 1-800-973-3091 now to secure your 1 ounce Morgan Silver bars for only $39.95. That's 1-800-973-3091.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we are going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. As President Donald Trump begins his second term.
Promises made, promises kept. We're going to keep our promises.
Stick with the Fox News Rundown as history is made during his first 100 days. Whether it impacts your family, your wallet, or the world, our team of journalists will give you the sharp analysis and perspective you expect from Fox News. The Fox News Rundown, the first 100 days. Listen and follow now at FoxNewsRundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. In 1974, 12-year-old Jan Broberg was kidnapped and repeatedly raped over a series of 5 weeks by a friend of the family. Through manipulation and grooming, the monster was shockingly able to abduct her a second time 2 years later. This week, actress, survivor, and advocate Jan Broberg joins me to share her story and explains the many ways grooming can take form. Available now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The most basic of questions. Why do you want to be president of the United States?
There are many reasons, but probably first and foremost, I truly believe in the promise of America. I do. And I love the American people. You know, we are a people who have ambition and aspirations and dreams and optimism and hope.
That's why you want to run. That's why you want to be
president. That's why I'm
president.
Running. That and some other reason.
But you're asking the American people to make you the most powerful person on the planet. Mm-hmm. Why do you deserve the American people's votes?
Well, first of all, I have a career and a history of being very clear that I think of my role of leadership, and in particular now for the last 4 years as vice president and moving forward as president, if the voters will have me, as being a leader on behalf of all Americans.
Oh, my goodness. How terrible is that? That is the raw video of Kamala Harris's interview with 60 Minutes. You see him re-ask? Because when you're in the field, you can re-ask a question to get a crisper answer. He gave her one question. Terrible. Second, he goes, let me try it again in a different way. And that's what you have. A bunch of series of thoughts. Not one did she mean.
And nothing substantial. I want to change the country. This and that's just all it, word salad up the wazoo.
You think Trump would answer like that?
Absolutely not.
We're failing. I'm going to fix it. We have dumb trade deals. We're getting in dumb wars. I got to revamp the military. We got to get our economy going. We're spending too much. The greening of the economy is going south. We have to be smart about the resources that we have. I don't think we're doing that now. And I'm tired of watching from afar. Here is Michael Schellenberger, who listened to this and had this reaction. Cut 37.
I mean, it's like the easiest stuff to memorize. You would think she would have memorized it by then, but it feels like she's trying to figure out why she's running for president every time she's asked. I mean,
it's like a month before the election and you're on 60 Minutes.
She's
and
like,
why do you want
here?
To be president?
Why am I
she's
running?
Like,
so it's just terrible.
I mean, she was asked that on The View, remember? She had no answer there, too. Like, at what point did her advisors, they clearly never did, sit her down and be like, this is how you should answer that question with some sort of substance.
It's incredible. So this is, I'm going to just give you another side of this. So Brendan Carr is the new FCC chair. So Brendan Carr was just on with me, and he was on Fox and Friends. And he said it was important for us to get these transcripts out because they were hiding them. They didn't want to come forward with it, and they were being sued for $10 billion. So I said, you know, what do you think about this being a precedent? A precedent. Now, all of a sudden, everybody wants a raw interview. For example, you and I were just in Austin, Texas. We interviewed four or five professors and kids, students, about the University of Austin, Texas. Some people might be like, I look stupid. You know, that's not what I meant to say. They edited me and they lied about it. And where I just have to take a piece down where I shot 45 minutes to make a 7-minute piece. So that's going to be their argument.
It's true. And I mean, also, if you look at the why you want to be president, I mean, that was this over 70-second cut. And you know, 60 Minutes only has so much time, and it's just a non-answer.
But what I would have done is if I was telling the story and who should be the next president, Kamala Harris, when asked why she wanted this job to begin with, anything but crisp.
But also,
dubious explanation.
The thing with 60 Minutes is they usually put on a bunch of 60 Minutes overtime. They usually give you all the extra footage online, and they didn't this time, which was part of the issue.
You know what's interesting, too? Ted Kennedy was asked this in the 80s, 1979, 80, about why you want to be president. He had such a bad answer that he failed. Like, he was never able to marshal the run to be president. Why did in 76? And his answer was so bad, they didn't let him run. Then he goes to 1980, was never able to get it again. So he had no answer. Ted Kennedy had no answer.
So there's history as even more reason right. Why she should have had a good answer.
You know, it's interesting, Eric, if we could ever pull that up to show you how devastating it is. But, I mean, there's no doubt about it, there's bias. Remember Leslie Stahl was a great guest for us. Was asked, Trump said, you know, the laptop was real. They hid information. The Russians, he goes, this is 60 Minutes. You can't say things like that. The laptop is, they admitted it's drunk. Leslie, he didn't admit it's drunk. So you can't put reality to someone who has no interest in reality. That's the key. Like, you can't make someone understand what's really going on or be open enough to understand they don't know everything.
It's really disappointing how the institution of 60 Minutes has fallen so far.
Right. Very good summation. See, I didn't ask you to sum up how you feel. You did it on your own.
I am that good.
You could be president.
I should be president.
We did it, Joe.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.